Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
It's just such a historic election.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A campaign that seems to have begun eons ago now stands on the brink of history. As long lines of voters form, the American people are choosing who will lead the nation. Will it be the oldest candidate ever to seek a first term, teamed with the first woman ever elected to national office? Or will the country step over a racial divide by selecting the first African American to be president? Millions of Americans will hold their breaths until the outcome is finally decided.
There's never been a more exciting time for me. It's really, really great.
The stage was set last night as the weary candidates held their final election eve calls to arms. Barack Obama was in Manassas, Virginia.
This is the last rally of a campaign that began nearly 2 years ago. We've gone to every corner of this country. From here in Northern Virginia to the rocky coast of Maine, from the open plains of Texas to the open skies of Montana.
John McCain returned to Arizona for a rally in Prescott.
So, my friends, it's been a long journey, so I need you to get out the vote.
The first votes, by long-standing tradition, were cast in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. And the result?
John McCain for president, 6 votes. And Barack Obama, 15 votes.
The outcome mirrors the final CBS News New York Times poll, which gives Obama a 9-point lead nationally, and he's ahead or very close in key battleground states. How could that translate into an electoral college victory? CBS's Bob Schieffer.
If Barack Obama carries every state that John Kerry carried in 2004, and he has about a 10-point lead in all of those states, and he carries Iowa, then all he has to do is carry one of those battleground states.
Well, that scenario is likely to buoy the mood in the Obama camp in Chicago. Let's go live to the Windy City and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, candidate Obama becomes voter Obama. At this hour, he plans to vote at a neighborhood high school. At his campaign headquarters...
So it's surreal that we're this close to the finish line.
Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer describes the Election Day nerve center.
We call it the boiler room, and we have it'll be a place where we are getting constant updates from the field on turnout.
And if that turnout lags in any key state,
we will have hundreds of thousands of volunteers all across the state knocking on doors, making phone calls, trying to get every last voter to the polls.
For both campaigns today, it all comes down to the ground game in battleground states.
I'm Steve Futterman, live with the McCain campaign in Phoenix. John McCain's very long day ended here in Arizona just past midnight this morning. On the final full day of campaigning, McCain hit 7 states hammering home his message.
Knock on doors. Get your neighbors to the polls. I need your vote.
Privately, McCain and his advisors know they face a difficult challenge. Almost everything needs to go right tonight for McCain for him to even have a chance. As for what states to watch for and when, here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The tone for election night will likely be set within an hour of the first poll closings. Indiana.
President Bush won by 20 points in 2004, and the polls essentially show the race tied.
Virginia.
Another state where the McCain campaign realized late it would be competitive.
North Carolina, and a huge prize, Ohio. CBS News chief political consultant Mark Ambender says in early Ohio voting,
an Obama campaign source tells me that the campaign believes it has banked a margin of 250,000 votes.
The McCain Shane Camp says a strong close has put victory within reach. These bellwether states will show whether that claim rings true.
I'm Peter King. The polls show Barack Obama ahead here in Florida, but barely. University of South Florida politics professor Susan McManus says even at this stage, the numbers can influence what happens at the polls.
Two schools of thought. One is that you're often swayed by who's in the lead. The second is that you'll pull for the underdog.
Either way, voters in the diverse and ever-changing I-4 corridor are expected to be the difference in who wins the Sunshine State and maybe the presidency.
I'm Steve Kathan in St. Louis.
It's good just being a part of the, being a worker bee, if you will.
Bobby White is an Obama worker bee here in Missouri. He's here from Memphis to knock on doors and drive minivans to polling places.
Having it set up where anybody needs assistance to the polls.
CBS News Director of Political Coverage Steve Shigera says this is the day where Obama's big money edge could pay off.
Obama has way more folks on the ground. He's spending a lot more money in these places.
In tight places like Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Virginia, and here in Missouri.
Five past the hour. I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado voters heading to the polls today facing the longest ballot since 1912, meaning it's not all about who becomes commander-in-chief.
We fear that some people may go to the polls to pick a new president and a new U.S. senator and skip some of the initiatives and referenda. There are 14 ballot measures in all on the state ballot. And there's some pretty important questions on the ballot.
House Speaker Andrew Romanoff pointing out it's the first presidential election in which a majority of Colorado votes are cast in advance. Senator John McCain returns to Colorado one more time. McCain scheduled to visit Grand Junction this morning. Senator Barack Obama votes in Chicago this morning, then heads for Indiana, his lone campaign appearance of the day. The Rolling Stones once wrote a song about wild horses, but Colorado officials are not whistling that tune. They're addressing a problem of overpopulation. The state's been holding roundups. Heidi Hopkins, Colorado's wild horse program manager.
By no means does PZP stop population growth, and that's, you know, we want the wild horse to be here and to exist and to populate the area. We just want them to do it a little bit.
There's four herds of wild horses in Colorado. The Sandwash Basin herd in northwestern Colorado has more than 400 animals. In sports, Denver native Chauncey Billups returns to the Nuggets. Denver deals scoring wizard Allen Iverson to Detroit in return for Billups, former Nugget Antonio McDyess, and center Chek Sam, who does not get much playing time. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume is building on 36 near Wadsworth as well as on I-25 downtown. Good news is not too slow on either stretch yet. CDOT has wrapped up a couple overnight construction projects. Those won't present any problems. There's a stalled out bus westbound I-70 near C-470, but everybody's just kind of humming by it. And then further west in the high country, I-70.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
60, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Campaigning, and it all comes down to today. It all comes down to today. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, partly sunny, high today 67. You know it goes without me even saying that if you haven't been to the polls and you haven't voted, you need to go vote now. I don't know how many of you were at Dakota Ridge High School yesterday, but Mary and I went, and we got a chance to meet Michelle Obama. which was totally and completely thrilling. I said to her, I know your husband. And she kind of looked at me, and I said, my name is Jay Marvin, and I used to work at WLS, and I got blown out because it was too left-wing. And she said, oh, yeah, I remember you. And we're glad you're here in Colorado doing good work for us. And she gave Mary a hug and a kiss. What a fantastic woman she was. If you were in that audience yesterday at Dakota Ridge, she was very emotional. It was her last rally. And it was just an amazing time. Just an amazing time. All right, what we got going on this morning? 303-713-7600. We've been pretty guest intensive here for the last couple of days, so we're going to be a little bit light on that. And we're going to take your calls. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, will be in at 7:30. We'll take calls with him, and hopefully he'll stick around like he did yesterday morning. Rich Masters, our go-to man and Democratic strategist, will be with us at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll do our weekly media misinformation report with Senior Fellow of Media Matters for America, Eric Bollart. Today, we're going to talk about how the press tries to portray Joe Biden as a goof and the general election coverage. So we'll be getting into that, too, but we'll also be talking to you. And if you voted, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what's going on at the polling place. Now, I don't have a list printed out. John, do we have a list? I think we have a list, don't we?
I got our list of where we're headed.
Yeah, where we're going to be. We're going to be out this afternoon, shortly after 12 noon, driving around. We're going to go to different polling places, and this is a bipartisan situation. And we're going to be passing out water and urging people to stay in line. So, John, where's the first stop?
Jay, what our schedule shows is the first stop is at Castle Pines North Community Center, and that's at 7404 Yorkshire Drive in Castle Rock, and that's going to be about 12:30, around 12:45, and then we leave there and go to Thunder Ridge High School, I believe where you were at yesterday, or no, you were at Dakota Ridge.
I was at Dakota Ridge.
Thunder Ridge High School, that's at 1991 Wildcat Reserve Parkway there in Littleton, and we're going to leave there, then we're going to Eagle Academy, which is at 9375 Crest Hill Lane in Littleton, and then we're going to the World of Life Christian Center in Littleton, which is over on Park Meadows Drive, and then we're going to the Temple Sinai Polling Place at 3509 Glencoe Street in Denver. And that'll probably be around 3 o'clock. And then we're going to the Tamarack Square polling place at 777 East Hamden. And then we're going to the DPS Administration Building, which is at 900 Grant Street. And that's going to be between 4 and 4:30. We leave there and we go to the Brooks Tower polling place, which is down there at 15th Street. You know, the Brooks Tower is 1020 15th Street down in downtown Denver.
Okay, now keep in mind all of these times vary because of traffic conditions.
Yeah, exactly. So
and then we're headed from all of that, we're headed over to the Democratic...
at the Sheraton.
Yeah, the Democratic...
election party.
Yeah, election party at the Sheraton. We'll be broadcasting live from there with Mario Solis Marich, myself, John Turk, David Sirota, and a whole bunch of other dignitaries and anybody else we can tackle and arm wrestle to the microphone.
That's right. We're on. You join Mario at 6, and we cut it over to Alan Combs at 11 o'clock.
Right.
So that's the plan for today. It's going to be a busy day.
Do you think it'll be decided by 11 o'clock tonight?
I hope so.
I think it might be nationally, but I don't know about locally. I don't know about here in the state of Colorado. Things are going to be, you know what, this whole race is going to be tight. So once again, if you haven't voted, please, you've got to get out and do it. And let's not count our chickens before they hatch, as the old saying goes. Make sure you get out. I voted. Mr. Turk, you voted. Mary voted. Stacy voted.
My stepmom has never voted. Registered this year, went out and voted. 53, 54 years old.
Yeah, Michelle Obama was making that point yesterday.
How many first-time voters are getting it this year?
At Dakota Ridge, she was making this point yesterday, that the very young, the very old...
And people that haven't been involved in politics ever before.
We're getting involved. And I'll tell you something. Win, lose, or draw here, and we got a good chance of winning if you get out and vote. Win, lose, or draw here. Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Joseph Biden, and you, and myself, and Pat Walk of the Democratic Party, and Mark Udall, and Ed Perlmutter, and Diana DeGette, and Bill Ritter, Ken Salazar, people like Joe Rice, Morgan Carroll, Joe Whitcomb, Linda Newell, Hank Ng, all of us have all banded together, and we have changed the way politics are being done in this country, and it will never go back, and it will never be the same. And I don't know about you, but there's this old, well, I can't say I don't know about you, but there's this old written rule in broadcasting that you do not let your emotions run wild. But I'm going to tell you something. If Barack Obama wins tonight, for old guys like myself, I don't know if I'll cheer or break down in tears. And I once talked to John about this, about the monumental shockwave that the Beatles created when they came to America in 1964. And about those early Beatle tunes, and about how just earth-shaking they were. Well, we had other earth-shaking events after that, too. The Civil Rights Marches with Martin Luther King Jr., Medgar Evers, the involvement of Malcolm X. We had the unrest in the streets of Chicago, where tonight there'll be over 1 million people out there. In Grant Park, that very same location, we had the unrest in the streets in 68. We had so many things go on. But tonight, if you're 40 years and younger, if Barack Obama wins, it's going to be a tremor that's going to be sent around the world. And soak up and feel the emotion, because it's going to be monumental. It's going to be huge. All right, we'll take your calls coming up. 303-713-7600, 616, 16 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And as many times as I've been depressed and thought to myself, I'd like to check off the planet, thank God I never did. And thank God I'm going to be alive to hopefully see this happen tonight. And it's going to be vindication for all of us who have suffered under the oppressive boot heel of this administration and the constant labeling and name-calling. And maybe those days are going to come to an end. John Turk starts the day off with traffic.
Jay, there's really not a whole lot to talk about out there right now as we're getting this morning's commute started. A little busy southbound 25 up in North Glen around Thornton Parkway. In town, got a stalled bus westbound I-70 as you approach C-470, and that's really the only blip on the radar out there. Traffic might be light as everybody's moving around and voting at various times today. Your forecast, mostly cloudy with a mixture of rain and our first snow of the season developing late this evening. That'll continue into
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Life's special moments are magnified when you celebrate at Disney Parks. That's why Orbitz is giving you a chance to win a celebration vacation for four to Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort. Experiences like spending a night in the Cinderella Castle Suite or the Disneyland Dream Suite could be yours. Tell us what you'll celebrate at Orbitz.com/Disney. And if you win, hey, maybe even take the kids along.
Visit Orbitz.com/Disney for details. Official rules, residency, eligibility, restrictions. No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Has 11-23-08. Must be 18 or older.
Suffer an injury. For instance, you're hurt on the job, or you're hit by another motorist, or you have medical malpractice. You have any of these things happen. The people that call
the people at the Mike Turner Law Firm. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are personal injury lawyers. And I'll tell you what, they'll take care of you. These guys do not back down to big corporations. They do not back down to the big insurance companies. They're there, and they're pit bulls, and they're trial lawyers, and they're pit bulls without lipstick. And they don't back down to anybody. They're two of my best friends, and I wouldn't get on the air and talk about them if I didn't believe in them. And so they're the place to go if you're ever thinking about a personal injury lawyer. Now, you might want to write this number down, 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661, because either you or somebody you know is probably going to need help. And these are the best folks to go to. So if you get shortchanged by your insurance company, you get shortchanged by somebody else's insurance company, your employer's insurance doesn't come through, then folks like Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, they're the guys to go to. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Sumner, expert life coach and host of the Inevitable You radio show. Heard Saturday mornings at 8 right here on AM 760. If you're ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of the mind, now is the perfect time to register for my powerful Evergreen Mastermind course. Join me for a complimentary orientation Monday, November 10th at the Buffalo Moon Coffee Shop in Evergreen. The course, delivered in an intimate family-style group setting, is designed to maximize your success through peers and keep you aligned with your goals. As an expert in reality creation, I will teach you to stop wanting and to start doing, how to have more success in your life, and how to accomplish all the dreams and desires you've had for so many years. I'll help make your life more of a success story. You'll never experience anything so rewarding. Let me show you how to become the greatest version of you. Register now for the Evergreen Mastermind course at williamsumner.net. That's williamsumner.net.
Let's go. Election Day, 2008.
I want to tell you how it's going to be. You're going to give your love to me.
Get out there and vote.
I'm going to love you now.
6:21, 21 minutes after 6, partly sunny. High today. It's going to be 67. But John and I have a little bit of disagreement about the weather. All right.
Maybe I'll just leave weather out of my nice little spiel today.
All right. Let's take some calls, because there's a lot of people lined up. Let's go to Ellen, who's in one of the key battleground states in Virginia. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, Jay, I feel so good.
Do you? Did you vote?
This is my Super Bowl. Yes, I voted. Usually, where are you? Oh, I'm so excited. I can barely talk to you. Normally, in this building where I vote, it's a school. In this area, it's straight in, straight out. People just, there's really not even a line. The line today snaked all the way inside the circumference hallways of the building.
Wow.
There were like 200, 250 cars in the parking lot. People are parking on the grass. Heard on another local radio show that there were people standing in line outside five blocks in the rain in a nearby city.
Wow. That's huge.
It's amazing turnout. It's incredible. People are so excited about it. Now, I had to keep quiet who I was voting for, because in this part of Virginia, you know, I might get beat up for it. But I saw some neighbors who know who I'm voting for, and we were joking around, I'm here to cancel out your vote. You know, well, it was great. Jay, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful day in America. It's a beautiful day to vote.
All right, so what's your gut feeling about Virginia? Does Obama carry it?
You know, I hate to say it, but I'm afraid to call it either way. Larry Sabato predicts it's going to go for Obama. If it does, there's going to be a party in the streets. I mean, that's... Dude, do you have any idea what that's going to be like as a Virginia native who grew up surrounded by racism in my community to see this state vote for the Democratic president for the first time? I think it's like 44 years.
I think last time was Lyndon Johnson in 1964.
I'm telling you, I'm going to cry. I heard you ask earlier, you don't know if you're going to laugh. I'm going to cry for joy. If what I want happens, I am going to be crying for joy.
All right, but you think it's that close that it's too close to call?
If he wins, it's going to be by a tight margin. It won't be comfortable. It could be healthy, but it's not going to be a landslide in Virginia. I will predict that. In Virginia, it probably won't be by a landslide if he wins. If he wins.
All right, Ellen, let's see what happens.
Jay, I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to John Buckland. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
I'm on my way to the polls. I'm going to be there all day. I'm going to be helping people make sure they get the right to vote. People, if you get into trouble, do not give up. Fight for your right to vote. Look for voter protection people to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody needs to get to the polls who hasn't voted. Do not surrender your rights. Do not let yourself be intimidated, particularly if you're out there in Arapahoe County. And there will be people there who will be able to assist you if they can't find people to assist them. Should they call the Democratic State Party?
They can call them, and I don't have that number with me, but they can call 866-OUR-VOTE.
Okay, 866-OUR-VOTE.
That's a national clearinghouse of people who will be able to direct them to the right resources to make sure that they do not get disenfranchised. People, this is too important. Do not give up your rights.
Yep, absolutely, 100%. All right, John, what does your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that we're going to carry Colorado and we're going to carry the nation. And don't forget to vote all the way down the ticket. There are too many other good candidates on the ticket that need your support. Don't go in and vote for the president and say your job is done.
Yeah, and also, too, bring a cheat sheet with you, which you're allowed to have on the amendments.
Exactly.
All right, John.
A little time before you get to the poll.
You betcha. All right, John, thank you, man.
You bet. Take care.
Okay, talk to you later. Here's Morgan in Southwest Denver. Morgan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
I called because I was listening to your show and David Sirota was saying that he felt bad about not canvassing this weekend.
Right.
And so I wanted to invite him and you. I know you're busy today, but I want to invite him to come out and canvass with us in Southwest Denver. And we're in the area between Federal and Sheridan. It's one of the areas of the whole nation that has the highest number of foreclosures, and it's a really impacted area, but we've registered just tons of new voters. I mean, I've been working at this all, I don't know, 3 months, two or three times a week canvassing, and it's just been so positive.
Good.
People just run out of their houses to register to vote.
Good.
Now we have all these first-time voters, and we have to just make sure that they get out to the polls, that they don't, you know, a lot of people had didn't get their mail-in ballots to the last minute so we can really clear up questions for them. So it's been really positive going door-to-door. And like I say, it's an area where we really need help. And we have a lot of help. We have some people from the United Farm Workers that are helping us. We have some people from the neighborhood that we could always use more. So.
All right, so if people who live in that area, in the area you're in, and say the area again.
Well, it's between Federal and Sheridan and Alameda, Mississippi.
Okay.
Or Alameda in Florida.
Okay.
Southwest Denver.
All right. If people want to help you out to canvass and to make sure the vote gets out, who do they call?
I'm going to give you a number.
Okay.
303-668-2994. Mm-hmm. And that's actually my sister. She's the staging director here, and we're at the American Legion Hall at 5110 Morrison Road.
Okay.
And her name is Bronwyn.
Bronwyn. Okay, give the number again.
Okay, it's 3-668-2994.
All right. Hey, Morgan.
I just want to mention we registered an 80-year-old man the other day that had never voted. He's a veteran, and he wanted to vote for Obama. I mean, it's been really exciting, but like I say, we got to help get these people to the polls today.
Yeah, I agree 100%. If your neighbors need help to get to the polls, help them out.
And if you have any time today, come on by and help us or give us a call, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been working really hard in our area, and we're going to really get this vote out.
Absolutely. Morgan, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. If you pass the message to David, okay?
You betcha.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Get out there and get busy. So 628, 20 minutes after 6, let's go to Darren in Lakewood. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going this morning?
Going good.
Man, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting, but I'm also
cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, I just hope that people do not let us down by not, you know, by not going.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I called. I took my ballot in. I had a mail-in a long time ago. But, you know, everybody get out. It's, you know, the most crucial election we've ever had, at least in my lifetime. You know, I'm 40. Well, almost 40. And it's crucial that we make this change in the landscape of America. It's just
I don't remember an election ever being this important.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Bill Clinton's election was important to me because that was my first one that I worked on. This one, I had never been energized as much as I have with Obama, and I've spent a lot of times with the Obama headquarters here in Lakewood or Golden, and working on Amendment 51 too. Very important to me, very close to my heart. And we had our last little rally for 51, and I just wanted to let everybody know that Amendment 51 is still on the ballot and to vote yes for it. It's the best amendment on there to support people.
All right, let me ask you this. What do you have planned for tonight?
Well, tonight I was thinking about, I've got my daughter, and so I'm a little bit limited on places that I can go. But if I can find somebody to be able to watch her, I'd like to go down to the Sheraton tonight.
Well, it's open to the public.
Yeah.
We'll be down there.
Yeah, I'd love to meet you guys because you guys do a wonderful job and you do a great service for the community, you and John. The best radio show on the air. So.
Oh, thanks.
But I just wanted to remind everybody, you know, we had our last little rally for 51, which had great response here in Jefferson County. I think that it's going to do well out here. I have no idea tracking the rest of the state on how people tend to vote for amendments and that such. So I just want to reiterate again, over and over again, like I have before, is please vote yes on 51. It's not a lot to give to people, and you'll get a lot in return.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what they say about Jefferson County, don't you?
What's that?
So goes Jeffco, so goes the rest of Colorado.
Well, let's keep that. I hope that's true, because we've had, you know, wonderful response from people. Some people didn't know what the amendment was, and, you know, I obviously always have some literature to hand to them, and be willing to. I don't want to chew anybody's ear off about it.
Now, how about candidates? How about Obama and Udall?
Great response. We were actually on the corner of Colfax and Union, and there was some Teamsters for Obama there. Udall signs everywhere. I think that Jefferson County is really looking blue.
That's what I hear. I hear it's trending blue.
I think it is. I think that Obama will definitely carry this area. I mean, well, from what I've seen, it should carry this area. You just judging by, you know, yard signs and you know, bumper stickers and just all this stuff out in the area, because I live, I work, my kids go to school here in Jefferson County. And from what I've seen, it looks like it's really getting the support, at least visibly support, and not so much for the other candidates, including, you know, your good friend Bob Schaefer.
Big oil Bob. Big neck, bull neck, big oil Bob.
Yeah, I never really followed. I followed Udall for a long time, but I've never really followed anything that Bob Schaefer has done.
Well, let me put it this way:
mm-hmm.
If things go the right way, right, Bob Schaefer and Dick Wadhams will be putting their resumes in the mail tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got a good bunch of candidates, and I really enjoy listening to them on your show, and it's been great having them on, you know, these past, well, for a while now, but just hearing their point of view and how reasonable they sound, and it's about a change, and I hate to sound like a, you know, just reiterating what Obama says, but it's about change, it's about hope, it's about looking towards the future instead of, you know, fear and worry.
Well, John,
anger.
John and I were talking about this yesterday. John, you can chime in on this. We were talking about this. No, not yesterday. We were talking about it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We think, now maybe I'm wrong, but we think that our shows and our show yesterday was much more informational and much more positive than the other folks down the hall.
Do you think?
No, I really do.
Without a doubt. I mean, there's the only time that I really listen to 850, and I do listen to them every now and then, but I listen to, you know, all the sports that are on there. But other than that, those guys just, especially the guy in the evening time, who, you know, you probably know what I'm talking about, the crazed right-wing army.
Oh, yeah. We know.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not information. It's more of just derisive, negative
pointing out, you know, maybe some small characteristic flaws or maybe some small associations that are bad. Instead of saying, okay, well, you know, this guy, he's offering this. He's saying, okay, well, this is where we can go, and allowing these guys to come on and, you know, without bashing everybody else. And I think that's what progressive radio is so much better than conservative radio shows, especially the one you guys do. And then, you know, the other stuff on Air America is good also. But and Tom Hartman's wonderful. But, you know, just hearing the positive side and what you can offer compared to the negative side and worrying, you know, it's just, it would make you feel better to start the day listening to your show than start the day listening to somebody saying, oh, well, you know.
Well, you know what the big thing is? I hope that this election teaches people in this country that the divisiveness, that all of this divisiveness that's poured into the public debate and all of this vitriolic speech has really got to stop. I mean, I've got to stop it, but everybody else has to stop it, too. We got to pull together, and we have to fix this country. Darren, thank you, man.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Great job again, and guess I'm 51.
You got it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
You know, Jay, it's like looking at some of what the shows did yesterday. Instead of, like, praising their own candidates and talking about the issues that they support, they went after the other candidates, you know, like bringing up Jeremiah Wright again.
Yeah, I saw the GOP running heavy TV ads last night with Jeremiah Wright. I mean, that's what they're down to because they just don't have anything else to say.
I mean, you know, there's time to sling some mud and stuff and really, you know, get into your other into your opponent. But then there's also got to be time where you got to praise the people that you're supporting and the issues you're supporting. And I just don't see that happening there. It's like, let's bash on, instead of bashing, or, you know, instead of saying, Bob Schaefer is the greatest guy ever, and here's why you should vote for him, they'll bash Mark Udall. You know?
Well, I've done my share of bashing, though, too.
Yeah. No, I know.
But I don't think we did a lot of it yesterday.
No, in the last whole week. You know, we've been putting on the candidates, and I don't know.
I don't think we're excessive about it. And I don't know. There's got to be a way. You know, there has to be a better way to invent the wheel. There's got to be a better way to engage in dialogue. And to have discussions about important policy matters in this country than to smear opponents, circulate wild rumors, take an acerbic tone. And I count myself in on this, too. I mean, I don't think that I have spread any wild rumors. I don't think I've done that. But I certainly have done my share of bashing. And then how do you get around not playing these things with Sarah Palin when they're funny?
Yeah, you got to.
I mean, it's just hard. It's hard to, you know, not do it. All right, 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, getting busy in a couple different spots this morning. Speeds dipping down into the 30s, maybe into even the 20s as you head southbound on 25, beginning around 104th. It'll also be busy after Park Avenue. In Aurora, 225 also getting a little busy, starting at Yosemite. That's on your approach to the Tech Center. Also a little further north from Colfax down to Alameda. A couple of incidents out there. An accident near 45th and Tower. Also got a stalled bus on westbound I-70 as you approach C-470. Your forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today with rain and maybe our first snow of coming late tonight. Maybe a dusting tomorrow in the Denver area. High should be in the mid-60s today. Your current temperature downtown, 42 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota stores want to be your number one choice to help you keep your Toyota in great shape. Check out this month's service.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122.
1-800-430-8122.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
You know who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get Freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97. Or TV and phone for just $50.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company Liberty Bell is a thorn in their side. Small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 bundles. That's 303 bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell bundles. 303 bundles.
Care of business. You got to get to the polls. You got to vote if you haven't voted already. 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour. Good morning. Partly sunny, hot today, 67. We're kind of having a little bit of a dispute here about the weather. We're not sure what it's going to be.
It's the beauty of living in Colorado, Jay. My forecast varies from yours, which varies from everybody else's in the building. So,
yeah. So we'll see what pops up. But no matter what it is, make sure you get to the polls. Make sure you stay in line. Bring a chair. Bring a book. Bring snacks. Bring water. We'll be making the rounds of various polling places this afternoon. We'll have complete election coverage for you tonight, myself and Mario. And we got it covered for Election Day, and just hope you get out there. And if you haven't voted, hope you do so. One line open at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about what may end up to be one of the most historic days in the history of this country. Here's our old friend Angie Piccioni. Angie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I just wanted to tell you there's a beautiful sunrise in the east. It's amazing. You know, I make this trip from Fort Collins to Lakewood, and I've seen a lot of sunrises, but today is particularly beautiful. I think it portends some good things to come.
Boy, I hope so. All right, you've been through this whole thing. You've been through an election campaign. What do you think's going through the mind of Barack and Michelle Obama right now?
You know, you feel like you've done everything you possibly can by now, and that feels good because you never want to leave anything, you know, on the court, as I used to say as a ball player. And so, you know, you want to feel like you've done everything you can. You answered every allegation. You've made your case to the people. You've knocked on enough doors. I think right now you're feeling like, man, I have all of these volunteers. In fact, I'm getting a little emotional because you have all these people who really invested in you, both literally and figuratively. And, you know, you personally, you don't want to let them down, but you know it's out of your hands now. So you've got to hope that everything that you've done really works. And I'll tell you, I know there's going to be some losers today, and I think they're going to be on the other side of the aisle, and that's a hard thing to sit with, too. So but I'm not feeling a whole lot of sympathy for the losers I want to see today, especially one up here in Congressional 4.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. How exhausted were you at the end of the campaign?
Oh, yeah, you're totally spent. You know, everything, you give everything that you have. If you remember, 2 years ago, Jay, you hosted a great rally for me on the Friday night before the election.
Yeah.
In Fort Collins, and we had a couple of congresswomen come in from California, and Diana DeGette came up. We had 350 people. I mean, it was really exciting. And so you don't want to lose the excitement of these elections. especially when things are looking like they're in your corner.
Now, I take it you've already voted.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Straight down the ticket, you know, and I'm excited, of course, for the top of the ticket. My best friend in college was Barack's best friend in high school, so I had a chance to meet him a few times in the 06 campaign, and I think he's going to be one of the greatest presidents we've ever had.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, what are your election plans for this evening?
I'm trying to decide between coming back up to Fort Collins or staying in the Denver area, so I haven't decided completely yet. There's going to be a lot of excitement everywhere, so I want to see Betsy Markey. I really want to see Musgrave retire, and I'm hoping that we give her an early retirement. And I think this is the year to do that. And Stan Matsunaga and myself have a little bit of a little piece of that victory. So I'm looking forward to seeing Betsy.
Oh, we lost her.
You lost me?
No, we got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I hope things turn out the way we both envision them that they will, but we got to urge people to get out and vote and make sure.
Without a doubt. If anybody's sitting on their hands today, this is the wrong year to be doing that. We've got the best chances that we've ever had to see real change come to America and come to Colorado. I mean, really take the change over the top in Colorado. We've got the state house, the state senate. We've got the governor's seat. Now we need a new U.S. senator in Mark Udall. And really put us get 5-2 in terms of the congressional seat, and really begin to make the kinds of progressive changes that we want to see happen in the country.
I agree. Angie, good to hear your voice as always.
Always good to listen to you in the morning, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
You betcha.
Take care.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, there's Angie Piccioni, who herself waged a battle for the congressional seat up in 4 2 years ago. Here's Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you been?
I've been good, Tom. What about yourself?
Well, busy in heck, but today's an important day, so I'm taking a break and be out there helping in any way I can.
Oh, good for you.
You know, you just asked Angie, what do you think Michelle and Barack are thinking about right at this moment? Well, if you got a TV on, you probably can see that they're voting right now. So
right.
Do you think he'll vote for himself? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Maybe the right thing to do is to vote for the other guy. I don't know, but yeah, that's got to be weird. I just can't imagine being in his shoes right now. But anyway,
I think the weirdest thing is for those of us who knew him when he was a state legislator and before he was a senator, and then even when he was a senator. And for me, I'm living away from Chicago, and I love Colorado. This is my second time here. Don't get me wrong, but Mary and I have spent almost the majority of our married life on and off in Chicago. So my heart's kind of there, too, and it's just weird to see. It's strange to see this guy who is so smart, who's so charismatic, who just has it down and gets it, to suddenly be in this position.
I bet. When you knew him, did you kind of see anything at the time that, you know, this guy has the juice and he could take this all the way? Or, you know, what was your feeling the first time you met him?
I don't think most of the people I ever worked with, I don't think that anybody thought that he would do this. I think that there were a lot of people in Chicago who underestimated him because he beat Blair Hall in a primary, and then ran against this guy. I wish I could think of his name. His name escapes me, but Ryan.
I remember.
And he was married. He was married to the actress Jeri Ryan, and his divorce came apart. And the Chicago Sun-Times got a hold of the information, so he basically had to drop out. And then the GOP in Illinois did a stupid thing. They brought in Alan Keyes to run. Now, if you know anything about Illinois and you know anything about Chicago, they don't like outsiders. That's number one. And it's parochial. And number two, Keyes is just a whack job. But he's got good articulate debating skills. But Barack Obama was able to take him on and to handle it. And, of course, we also have the speech that happened 4 years ago at the Democratic National Convention in Boston, and I was there for that. No, I never, nobody I knew ever thought he would do this.
Well, that's the day I got turned on, and I just looked, because I've been having this argument with my girlfriend. She seems to think I jumped on the bandwagon late, and I went back and checked my bank records last night, and that's hardly the case. I was contributing about, I don't know, 15, 16 months ago, I guess, so.
Yeah, I maxed out on the primary situation, and I'm almost maxed out in the general election, too.
Oh, good for you. But one contribution I've made, and I wish you could have been here about 45 minutes ago. This was just precious. I've had campaign workers living here at my house since June. And the one guy, and these, well, the one guy, the first guy actually became a staffer, and then they moved him to a different office. And so for a couple of 3 weeks there, I was without anybody. But then, and these guys, these people were all coming in from California. So about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I get a phone call from one of the paid workers here and said, Tom, you know, you've helped us out before. I've got a couple of people coming in. Do you think you can put them up? So after consulting with my dog, who isn't really on board with this whole idea, these guys come in at 2 o'clock in the morning and she's barking. So I said, sure, why not? These are people who've taken time out from their lives, taken time off from their jobs. The two I've got staying here right now, one of them's an attorney, the other one's a firefighter from Berkeley. And the sad part about it is they're so damn busy, I don't have time to visit with them. So we finally made some time on Sunday. I made breakfast for them, and tomorrow they're leaving. They're heading back to California. So I was kind of hoping to have a few minutes to spend with them this morning. Not the case. The woman who's been chauffeuring him around was knocking on the door at 6 o'clock, and neither one of them were awake. Bottom line was I made like a little sack lunch for each one of them, and as they left, I gave them each a big hug, and I felt like a parent sending his kids off to school.
There you go. We had somebody living with us, but he couldn't hack my schedule, so he decided to go find another place to live.
But, you know, one thing about this, though, that I got, and, you know, you've talked, as a matter of fact, I've talked with you about this in the past, you know, going back, you sort of opened the show this morning, you know, about what it's like to be our age. But, you know, we both remember a time whatever got into us, we'd get out on the highway, put our thumb out, and, you know, God knows where we'd wind up. And there was a level of trust back in those days that you could do that. Well, you know, 6 months ago, I couldn't have imagined turning the keys over to my house to somebody.
No.
I didn't even know these guys.
I mean, you know what? This is going to change the way we do things forever if we're capable of pulling this off. I got to go get some traffic. Tom, good on you, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. God bless, Jay.
Yeah, you betcha. Same thing to you.
All right. See ya.
All right. I'm not even sure I believe in God. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour, Turk plugs into traffic.
Jay's starting to get busy around town, but it looks like we're a little bit lighter than usual. Going to find speeds in the 30s, 40 southbound, 25, 1st and 104th. Again, after you get past 38th, also looking at slow speeds, southbound 225 after Parker Road. Same deal if you're heading eastbound on the turnpike from Pecos up to Interstate 25. Just one crash out there. It is off the highways near 45th and Tower. And now I'm looking at some stop and go eastbound I-70 between Federal and York, so it is a little busy there in the elevated as you're traveling into downtown. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, a mixture of rain and possible snow. Our first snow of the season developing late this evening, maybe a small dusting tomorrow morning. Your high today should be around 65 degrees. Right now, 42 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new sausage biscuit dippers. 3 mini sausage biscuits served with a side of warm country.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com. That's studentmovers.com. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Yone, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers 5 times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get out and vote for the candidate of your choice, and then stop by and vote for North America's greatest car store, Rocky's Autos, where, hey, chance of snow in the forecast? Looking for four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel drive vehicle? You'll find it at Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. Good folks out there like Spanky Herrera and Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Isaac Harris, Uncle Fester, Jules. They'll take care of you. Get out there. They've got literally hundreds of vehicles in stock, and you'll find clean late model previously owned cars, vans, and SUVs. Plus, on top of that, they've got their matching down incentive. They'll show you the book price on any vehicle, and they want to see your trade-in. They have got rock-solid lending institutions, non-predatory lending institutions. These are banks that want to do business with you and help you get the car you want. And this was a story that ran on Channel 9 here about 3 weeks ago, because a lot of people are under the assumption that there's no credit out there, and that's not really true. So in this age of belt tightening, the best place to get the most bang for your auto buck is Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. At 63rd and Federal. And don't forget, Operation Freebird coming up November the 15th.
Orbitz Price Assurance. If another Orbitz customer books the same flight as you for a lower price, Orbitz will automatically send you a check for the difference. Visit Orbitz.com today.
You'll never get the runaround at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cottman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Today is Delbert McClinton's birthday. I love Delbert. I've seen him live probably four or five times. 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Election Day 2008. Get out there and vote. We'll have all the coverage for you throughout the day and also tonight. Partly sunny, high today 67. Let's go to Chicago. And Tommy the Commie. And
19 Paul, buddy.
19 Paul, brother. Now, you guys in the Chicago Police Department, you guys all got to work tonight.
Correct. Yeah, we're going to be in 12-hour days. Everybody's in uniform in the entire department, even office personnel. So, and everybody's on standby because they're really not sure. You have no way of knowing what's going to happen tonight down in Grant Park where the festivities are going to take place. And everybody's in uniform, and we'll be on 12-hour shifts.
Well, a million people down there in Grant Park, if Obama wins, I mean, I would assume things will be okay.
Yeah, but unfortunately it just takes, you know, one person to act up and then other people might act up. But for the most part, things should be pretty cool. But when you have that many people in one place, something's bound to happen. And luckily yesterday the mayor relented. Originally they weren't going to put any porta potties out there. Started putting them out there yesterday.
You know, Mayor Daley is such a jerk.
Yeah, he invited everybody down there. He says, come on down there. We'll have a million people. Well, where are you going to put all these people? You're only going to let 65,000 people into the one section, and the other people are going to be put down by the band show there. You remember where that is.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Without tickets.
That's the Petrillo band show, right?
Petrillo band show, right. And I'm sure that area is going to fill up quickly, too, you know. So where's the outlaying people going to go? So we'll have to see what happens, but hopefully, knock on wood, everything will be okay.
All right, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the outcome is going to be?
I think it's going to be close, but unlike a lot of people, I'm kind of dismayed by all the negativity about this election.
No, I think a lot of people are dismayed by it. We had $17 million thrown at Mark Udall, who's a senatorial candidate, and it looks like people are going to reject it here.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah,
and if Obama wins, it means they rejected it across the United States. Hey, Tommy, I got to go, man. Be careful.
Right. I will.
And
I'll send you a message tonight. So if you don't hear from me, then I'll be on the news. So look for me with my riot helmet on.
All right, and don't forget studs, man.
I will.
We'll talk to you.
Take care.
All right.
Workers of the world unite.
Workers of the world relax. Tommy's the best. All right, more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up.
There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
Today, we vote for change on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in Chicago.
I voted.
Barack Obama has just cast the vote of his life. The sound at the polling place in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood, where Obama and his wife Michelle just voted as their daughters watched. Running mate Joe Biden voting now in Wilmington, Delaware. It's history in the making. Will the nation choose its first black president or the oldest man elected to a first term and the first woman vice president? Barack Obama's closing message came last night at a huge rally in Manassas, Virginia.
We can't stop, not now, not when there's so much at stake.
The mood at Obama headquarters, cautious optimism. Campaign manager David Plouffe had this assessment for the CBS News Early Show.
We feel that we've closed well. We don't think there's many people that are going to go into the polling booth today not knowing what Barack Obama's offering.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Chicago, to CBS's Steve Futterman in Phoenix.
Well, Peter, John McCain knows the odds right now seem to favor Barack Obama.
I know I'm still the underdog. I understand that.
On CBS's Early Show, McCain reflected on today's significance.
This is a historic election, as we all know. And I think it's up for grabs, and we're going to work hard until the polls close.
In 2 hours, McCain is set to cast his ballot. He will then make quick campaign appearances in Colorado and New Mexico before returning here to await the results. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Phoenix now with more campaign news. Here's Frank Sidipani.
Election officials in some parts of the country are predicting a voter turnout of as much as 90%. But a woman who voted on New York's Upper East Side this morning didn't have long to wait. She was first in line.
I've been so excited about this election for 2 years, and it feels like an relief.
WWL's Chris Miller tells us voters are waiting in long lines at one polling station in the New Orleans area.
People started showing up nearly 2 hours before the polls opened this morning. What are the issues driving these people here to the polls today?
In my opinion, the economy, the war, and then education, health care.
The economy, the war.
Race.
I just think it's going to be a big issue.
People are likely to be waiting hours to vote today, and the line keeps growing. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
Scattered problems have cropped up at some polling places in New Jersey, Virginia, and Ohio. While the top of the ticket gets most of the attention in a presidential election year, the rest of the ballot can be important, too.
I'm Bob Fuss in Washington. There are more than 150 ballot initiatives today. Voters in three states deciding on gay marriage. Arizona, Florida, and California, where it's now legal. Colorado and South Dakota have anti-abortion measures on the ballot. In Washington state, voters will decide if assisted suicide should be legal, while in Massachusetts, they're voting on whether to get rid of their state income tax.
Overseas, one of Osama bin Laden's sons is asking for political asylum in Spain. Oral arguments before the Supreme Court this morning could feature some expletives undeleted, the cases about the use of profanity on radio and TV. S&P futures are up 18 points. This is CBS News.
Okay, listen. You hear that? That, my friend, is the sound of the future. Yep, the extended range electric vehicle is coming. It's the Chevy Volt, and it's launching in 2010. And all those engineering students who got straight A's in chemistry, they're designing the batteries right now. Think about it. Up to 40 miles a day without using a drop of gasoline. Now, this assumes a fully charged battery. Performance capability is subject to change. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
You're a small business person, so you're the buyer, the seller, the bean counter, the chief cook, and the bottle washer. You know your best new business comes from your current customers. But what's the best way to reach them? ConstantContact.com, the easy, effective email marketing service. Constant Contact gives you professional online newsletters fast. without any technical skills. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial and plans as low as $15 a month. ConstantContact.com, the smart way to build your business.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Last-minute campaigning in Colorado. Republican VP candidate Sarah Palin speaking in Colorado Springs last night. Senator John McCain to be in Grand Junction this morning. And Michelle Obama at Dakota Ridge High School in Littleton yesterday. And with some sad news.
This is an emotional time for us. You may have heard, but Barack lost his grandmother. And while we had hoped she would hang in there until tomorrow, she didn't. But she knew what was going on in this country.
Madeline Dunham, credited for raising the Illinois senator. Obama will vote in Chicago this morning and then make one campaign stop in Indiana. Looks as though even more Coloradans voted early this year than officials predicted. The Secretary of State's office reporting nearly half the state's voters have already cast ballots. State Speaker of the House Andrew Romanov says he's confident things will go smoothly at the polls.
The fact that so many Coloradans have voted early or by mail may help minimize the lines. I'm expecting, a record turnout.
It's expected to be the first presidential election in which a majority of Colorado votes are cast early. A man responsible for the shooting of 32 bison that had wandered onto his property near Fairplay last spring will pay more than $150,000 in penalties and restitution, that in a plea agreement in Park County. And in sports, Allen Iverson dealt to Detroit. And Denver native Chauncey Billups returns to the Nuggets. Denver also gets Antonio McDyess and a little-used center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
I-70 is still heavy as you're traveling east past the Coliseum. That following an accident that occurred near York. They had been blocking up the left lane, just pulled away a couple minutes ago. But like I said, still a crowded ride. We're looking at those same conditions on the southbound side of I-25, where delays as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland start right around 120. And speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s through that stretch up to 84th. Denver-bound drivers on the turnpike, you're loading up at Pecos. If you're heading into the mountains, I-70 dry and clear to and through Summit County. Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new Sausage Biscuit Dippers. Three mini sausage biscuits served with a side of warm country gravy for your dipping pleasure. Try it today with one of their premium roast specialty coffees, like a delicious Java Chiller. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
It's time to try something new.
Change as it happens on Election Day 2008 with Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly sunny, high today is 67. Get out there to the polls and vote. We'll have complete coverage for you. We'll also be at some of the polling places, handing out water and having a good time. No electioneering, of course. And make sure everybody gets to the polls. We'll have complete election coverage for you tonight with myself and Mario Solis-Marich. John Turk will be there. We hope to have the world's smartest man, David Sirota, there. And it should turn out to be a pretty good thing. If you have any trouble at your polling place voting, call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. That's 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Now let's go to somebody who we've kept track of this entire campaign, seems like for the last 2 years, Democratic strategist Rich Masters, who is a partner managing director of Corvus Communications. He has been involved in politics for a long time. We thank him for being on the show because he's got numerous interviews lined up today. So thank you for being flexible and joining us, Rich.
Oh, for you, any time, baby. Today is the day change comes to America.
All right, I was just going to ask you about that. How do you feel now? I mean, you've got a lot of experience at looking at polling. You've got a lot of experience at looking at the Electoral College breakdowns. What do you think here?
Well, my biggest worry this morning, Jay, is that when people go to vote, I mean, I went and voted this morning, and I got there a half hour before the polls opened, and the line was all the way around the block. you know. And I have my worry today is that people are going to see these long lines and they're going to say, the polls say Barack is going to win. I don't need to show up. I can skip it, or I'll go later. And then later gets pushed till lunchtime, and lunchtime gets pushed till after, you know, dinner. And, you know, listen, we've waited, you know, 8 years, and so we can at least wait in line for an hour or two or three or four in some cases to bring change. And so that's my big worry today, is that people are going to look and say, you know, I don't need to go vote today, or I'll push it off until later, and later turns into never. And we can't afford to do that. We learned very, you know, 4 years ago, if not 8 years ago, that, you know, these elections matter. And they fundamentally can change our country, and we've got a candidate that we can be so proud of. The mood in the line where I was voting this morning was, you know, electric. And I vote on Capitol Hill, so, you know, I was in line with Donna Brazile this morning, and you know, we had tears in our eyes. I mean, it's just, it's such an amazing feeling to go and make your voice heard. I mean, there's no doubt who's going to win the District of Columbia, but, you know, it was still so good to go, and, you know, I brought my kids, and they got to vote, and it was just an amazing experience.
What do you think is going to happen tonight? Now, I've asked you numerous times to predict primary outcomes. I've asked you to predict numerous elections. You have a pretty good batting average. I think you only struck out once. So what's your feeling about what's going to happen today? And in asking you this, I still want to stress to people that if you haven't voted, you need to vote in order to make this happen. Now, what do you think is going to happen?
I think first of all, I think we're going to know the results of the election. And for you know, folks there in Colorado that are going to be watching these returns, we will know probably by 8 or 9 o'clock Eastern time how this night's going to go. The states that I'm going to be watching most closely tonight are Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, New Hampshire. If Barack Obama wins in Virginia, the road to 270 electoral college votes for John McCain almost closes entirely. If McCain pulls out a win in Virginia, and he wins in Florida, and it's closer than it should be in New Hampshire, McCain will probably still lose in New Hampshire, but if it's close, then we're all gonna, eyes are gonna shift westward. Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, all the states of the great Western Plains, everyone is going to shift over there and look to see if Colorado is going to flip, which I think it will. But I think my prediction is that Barack Obama will win by about 6 percentage points the popular vote overall. I think it's quite possible that he could win electoral college landslide 300 or more just by looking at the map. There has been a movement in the last 3 weeks when John McCain floundered around in the economy and had no real solid answer. He had several different answers in one day. That is when Americans said, I want a steady hand at the wheel, and Barack Obama has that steady hand. And I think that fundamentally changed the race. You know, the Sarah Palin stuff is entertaining to talk about, and it clearly showed that John McCain lacks the judgment in order to pick a vice presidential candidate. That clearly started the trend. But when he had no answer for the economy, then Barack Obama had a steady hand at the wheel. That's when Americans made their bargain, and they said, you know, this is a guy who can fundamentally change America. And, you know, Jay, this morning, on the way to take a kid, we drove around the Lincoln Memorial. I said, we're going to go right around the Lincoln Memorial one time this morning, just for history's sake. You know, Lincoln is sitting tall this morning. It's an amazing day for America, but everyone has to go vote in order to make that change real.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking to Democratic strategist Rich Masters, our old buddy. I think Colorado is going to be extremely tight. I mean, I think if there's anybody out there listening who hasn't voted, they definitely need to go to the polls. I think it's going to be really tight here.
I think you're right. You know, there is a sense, and, you know, you always see it, and I think, you know, right now for the last, you know, 10 days, people have said that that it's pretty clear that Barack Obama is going to win. And so what happens is overconfidence sets in, for one. For two, there are going to be swing voters that are listening to your show this morning. They're going to say, you know, listen, I know there's going to be a Democratic Senate. I know there's going to be a Democratic House. We need someone that's going to be a check and balance on a all-Democratic Congress. And so maybe I'll go vote for John McCain this morning. If you want fundamental change, there's only one candidate in this race, and that's Barack Obama. And we have got to pull together and change this country, and it's, you can only change it from the top. And the amazing thing about this, Jay, as I sit and I watch and I'm reading all the analysis this morning, is that this election, and no matter how it turns out, I mean, I think I know how it's going to turn out, this is a which it fundamentally changed the direction of our country. Instead of a top-down, and that includes Democrats across the years, where, you know, the money was raised by inside the Beltway power brokers and that was spent to try to convince the rest of America to vote. Barack Obama, what he has done is completely inverted that. It's gone back to the original idea of the founding fathers, and that's that power trickles from the bottom up, not from the top down. That's what the fundamental change in this election is all about. And the only way that we can do that is if the people on the bottom, the people who are voters, they are the ones that are making this judgment call today. It's so critical that they go by, and if you go to your polling place and you got a line, go stand in line if you fundamentally think that our country needs to change in directions. Colorado is going to be very, very close. And if one person stays home, and not only, you know, should you go vote, I'm calling all of my friends. I'm going through my Rolodex today to make sure everyone has voted. I'm going to send out updates all day long to all my friends, reminding them to vote, to say it's going to be close, it's going to be tight. We've got to run like we're 10 points behind. That's the only way we're going to pull out a victory tonight.
What about, let's talk about the Senate for a second. 59, 60, which?
I mean, I hate to predict a 60-vote margin. A lot of it depends on where Barack Obama is strong. I think we could be at 58, 59 votes in the Senate. I don't predict we're going to get to 60. As much as I'd like to say we're going to be at 60, I think it'll be 57 or 58.
All right, House of Representatives, how many seats do you think we'll pick up?
28. I've gone through the districts, and I think that there'll in some of these districts where we are pulling ahead right now, we're pulling ahead in about 30 of those. But I think that in probably in at least two, perhaps three districts, there's going to be a hidden vote that's going to come out, and they're going to say, you know, I want to have a check on Barack Obama. But I do think that there's going to be 28 turnovers, which will put the House of Representatives in firm Democratic, you know, footing for the first time since, you know, the 1990s.
All right, two last questions here. Number one, Mitch McConnell. You think he wins?
He'll win. You know, at the end of the day, I think he'll win. You know, it's going to be a closer. It'll be the closest race he's ever had running for the United States Senate. But I think ultimately, they realize that his position of power, even as leader of the minority, a vastly shrunken minority, is. I think they'll view that as probably helpful to Kentucky. He's a familiar name, and I think he's probably going to pull it out in Kentucky.
Liddy Dole, North Carolina.
I think Liddy Dole will join Bob Dole on the Viagra circuit. I think she's going to be retired after today.
Really? You think she's going to lose?
I think she's going to lose, and I think what is going to help push her over the threshold to lose is the despicable ad that called her opponent godless, that said that she projected a godless image for atheism in America. It was over the top. It was over the line. And I think had they not run that ad, I think she'd have squeaked by and probably won. But I think people have said, we've had enough of this kind of politics. We want to change our country. And I think Kay Hagan is going to win by 2 or 3 points in North Carolina.
All right. Last one. Joe Lieberman. What do you think is going to happen to him? Backbench? Never hear from him again? They'll strip him of all of his any chairmanships he holds. Is he relegated to the dustbin of history?
Well, I mean, it depends. No, I don't think so. I mean, he's still popular in his home state. He can probably, you know, do whatever he wants. He may decide that he's going to go to the Republican caucus. He may continue to caucus with Democrats. I think you're right, though. I think that there will be a heavy price to pay for, you know, campaigning as hard and as loud as he did for John McCain. I think there will be a price to pay. There should be a price to pay. At the end of the day, he represents yet one more vote toward breaking the filibuster, and you can't forget that on 80% of the issues, he sides with the Democratic Party on many things. And my sense is, knowing Lieberman like I do, he'll probably stay an independent Democrat or whatever you want to call him, and he'll vote with the Democratic caucus. Whether he's allowed to caucus with them or not, I don't know. I think he will be stripped of his chairmanship. I think he will, lose the clout that he was given. And once you get to closer to that, the closer we get to that 60 vote margin, the more actions you can take to relegate him to the back bench. I think he will be an independent voice and continue to be that for a very long time, because I think people in Connecticut say, we kind of like that. We like Joe Lieberman that shoots straight. The progressives in his state are going to continually run people against him. It remains to be seen, but I do think he's going to lose. He will be in the back bench. He'll be an independent voice, but still relegated to the back bench.
Good. We won't have to see him on Meet the Press or any of these other shows for a while. That'll be a relief in itself. Rich, we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll text back and forth as we always do. So I'll be at the Democratic headquarters here, the party at the Sheridan, broadcasting live. But I'll have my iPhone with me, and I'll be definitely sending you a few emails as the night goes on.
I'm doing nothing but radio all day today to remind people you've got to get out and vote. You've got to call 10 friends. Do me that one favor. Call 10 friends or more. Remind them to get out and vote, because it is so critical. It's so important. I hope to have a voice by tomorrow morning, but I'm going to use every last bit of energy I've got to remind people that it's not over till it's over, and we've got to vote, and we've got to bring our friends.
I agree. We won't call you too early. I love you, man, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, brother. Let's change America.
You got it. Thank you. All right, there's Rich Masters. That man knows it all, and he's right. It's going to be tight here in Colorado, so make sure you get out and vote. 303-713-7600. We'll take some of your calls coming up. It's 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. And, you need to get out and vote. And we'll have coverage tonight from the Democratic Party ballroom. John Turk will be there, snarking up the hors d'oeuvres, as he always does.
Cocktails.
No, you're not going to the bar to have cocktails.
At 11 o'clock, I am.
You know what? I'll tell you something. If Barack Obama wins this, I'll have a drink
with you.
Will you
have a drink with me? Okay,
I'll have a drink with you. It'll be the first time in 30 years I've had a drink.
I got your word on that? No.
Yeah.
You will?
Yes.
Small glasses of champagne or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right, 7:21.
We'll be celebrating, Jay. We'll be celebrating.
Let's hope so.
Maybe not tonight, but we'll be celebrating the next 24 hours.
Let's hope so. If people just get out and vote. We got to tell you again, Colorado's going to be tight. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Jay, we're accident-free on the highways around town right now. Really a nice-looking commute going on. We do have some thick jams, though, for you, but nothing you're not used to seeing. Southbound 25, full from 120th down to 84th. Speeds in the teens there. Same thing after 58th as you approach downtown. Also seeing a lot of traffic on eastbound 270 from 25 to Vasquez. It's also busy on 225 heading southbound after Park Road. Northbound side also picking up there up to Iliff. One more spot with stop and go. Eastbound I-70 from Federal up to York Street, so the elevated portion a little busy this morning. One crash out there southbound Santa Fe near Littleton Boulevard. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds today with rain and possible first snow, especially in the high country today. That'll continue into Wednesday. Maybe a little dusting down in the...
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Or image. How? Intelligent office. A prestigious office. A la carte. And smart staff. A la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget. Chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. all day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
7:23, 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get out and vote, and then go vote for the best car store in all of North America. I'm talking about Rocky's Autos, and we have a little hint of precipitation in the air, and some of that could be light snow maybe this later this evening. So if you're thinking about a four-wheel drive, all-wheel or front-wheel, now is the time to buy at Rocky's because they've got fantastic deals. They've got their matching down incentive. They'll also show you the book price, and they want to see your trade-in. And let me also add that they've got rock-solid banks, lending institutions, that are non-predatory, that want to do business with you. Channel 9 had this story out a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, and listen, there is money out there. So don't be discouraged about that. And they got great people out there like Spanky Herrera, Isaac Harris, Gerard Menard, Uncle Fester, just all kinds of great folks out there who will take care of you. Jules, I just can't say enough about Rocky's Autos. And don't forget about Operation Freebird, too, which is coming up November the 15th. It's our largest community event, and we're going to be out there, and I hope you'll come out and see us. There is just a ton of things for kids to do. So bring the entire family, and you know, maybe you're one of these people who calls the show or listens every single day, and we've never met. So this would be a good time for us to get together. And we can meet and talk, and we'll have plenty of time. That's coming up on November the 15th, so mark your calendar. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., right there at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Piano Emporium is quitting business. Save now during the liquidation of Colorado's largest selection of pianos. All inventory must be liquidated regardless of loss. Dealers are welcome. Piano Emporium, two blocks east of Sheridan on 44th Avenue. Call 303-477-5348.
Orbitz Price Assurance. If another Orbitz customer books the same flight as you for a lower price, Orbitz will automatically send you a check for the difference. Visit Orbitz.com today.
I believe the right leader for this moment in history is Senator John McCain.
There you go. How can you lose with that endorsement? The Dickster endorsing the McCainster. 7:26, 26 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600, partly sunny, high today 67. And this could be, you know, they always have these different terms that pop up. This could be a game-changing, this is the latest phrase, a game-changing day in American politics and American history. You want to talk about it? I got three open lines at 303-713-7600. Here's Jason in Erie, who's been hanging on. Jason, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
What's happening, Jay Bird?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, first of all, I just wanted to say you got a great guy working next to you there with John Turk. He comes off as very sincere, and I really appreciate that. I got one statement and one question for you.
Sure.
My statement is my frustration with Amendment 48, the commercials. Their logic is just completely backwards. They say that the mapping of the Human Genome Project has proven that we're a person from the point of conception just because we mapped out the genome. By that rationale, then, you know, exfoliation is each skin cell has the complete set of DNA. And I just think that's completely irresponsible of them to use that.
Well,
my question...
They've never basically acted in a responsible manner. This whole amendment that, you know, we voted on and that people are going to vote on today is totally and completely ridiculous, because just imagine this, okay? Sure. Imagine the amount of lawsuits you'd have. What are you going to do? You're going to have the district attorney for, say, for instance, of Denver, Mitch Morrissey. You're going to arrest people for murder? I mean, how are we going to make that work?
Absolutely, and to have a categorical law like that, or amendment like that, where I have two friends who would have died because they're, fetal distress and their babies weren't going to make it, so then you are forced to sacrifice or at least potentially lose the mother for an amendment. It's just, it's ridiculous. My question, and actually two or three callers back, I was glad to hear him mention his dog. Got to say, every time McCain comes on and makes the my friend's statement, my dog rolls his eyes and goes back to sleep. But my question is, unfortunately, during commercials, I always switch over to other stations, and I was with Limbaugh, which I'm embarrassed to say, but one of his assertions was that Obama's administration is going to really damage people's 401ks, and I was wondering what your response to that was.
My response to that is that's like a lot of other things that he says. That's a distortion and a lie. And that's Mr. Limbaugh either doing those things or he just doesn't do his homework.
Sure.
Because it's not going to damage people's 401ks. Let me tell you something. People like Mr. Limbaugh, Hannity, Fox News, the rest of them, they've whipped up such a frenzy of fear about Barack Obama among their followers that their followers believe that in some way, shape, or form, that the earth as we know it is going to come to a total and complete end, okay? And an example of this is I've got a guy who was a friend of mine who's conservative, who started sending me these emails, and we got into a huge fight, who started sending me these emails about, well, we're looking at a property in Costa Rica in case, and that whole scenario, because he's convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that the entire world as he knows it is going to be wiped out. So finally I sent him an email and said, well, yeah, you know something? You have a lot to be worried about. And I exaggerated in the email, okay, about stuff.
Sure.
And he got angry and said, don't contact me again. And I figured, okay, fine. Here's the deal. These folks, like Limbaugh and the rest of them, they distort, they lie, and they cultivate and encourage a culture of
product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop-smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find and qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-322-3799 today. 1-800-322-3799. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-322-3799 now.
I want them to think he could go all the way to the White House. And even though some pundits have written me off, that's why they play the game.
All right, we'll see if he's going to be written off or not. 7:38, 30 minutes after the hour, here AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly sunny. High today, 67. Ishmael Reed coming up at 8 o'clock to talk about the significance of Barack Obama's campaign within his lifetime, and also about Ward Connerly, who is behind one of the amendments here. And we talked about him yesterday, and Ishmael knows a lot about him, so we'll tap him on that, and we'll also tap him on his feelings about the election being the provocateur and gadfly that he is. Right now, we're talking to you about the election at 303-713-7600, and the world's smartest man, David Sirota, is expected in here pretty soon, too. Okay, let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good.
Basically, I'll be brief. I have two words to silence any of these right-wing pundits on anything with taxes and 401ks and socialism. How is it that the richest man in the world is endorsing a candidate that the right wing construes as a socialist? The richest man, which who's considered the biggest capitalist, endorses a socialist candidate, you know, from everything dealing with 401ks and taxes and the whole nine yards. Warren Buffett, two words. That's it.
Well, I've talked about this on the program before. I'll talk about it again. Most people do not realize, and they don't realize because this is the way it's handled in this country. Most people do not realize that it's handled this way on purpose, that socialism is like Christianity or Judaism or Islam. There are different branches of it. There's different branches of thoughts. The extreme left would be Marxist-Leninism. Then you have democratic socialism. Then you have the Franklin Delano Roosevelt kind of New Deal kind of socialism. And we already have socialism in this society. It's just that people don't want to recognize it. I mean, you're driving on the roads, using any kind of public facilities whatsoever. That's socialism because it's not provided. It's provided by your taxes and it's provided by your government. Now, there are those out there who want to privatize everything. So if you want to have a Lexus lane down, if you want all of I-25 to be a gigantic Lexus lane, then you would go along with that. If you want to have a private fire department that you would pay for, and that I guess those who couldn't pay for afford to pay for a private fire department wouldn't get any fire coverage, then with that idea, calling Barack Obama or any other politician in this country a Marxist or a socialist, and using it as a smear tactic, unless that politician comes out and identifies themselves as being such, then what that is that's just a Cold War 1950s McCarthyite smear that, thank God, the majority of this public seems so far, and we'll find out tonight, but the majority of the public seems so far to have rejected all of those notions.
I would agree.
And I hope that they continue to do it. And I think that if there are those of you out there who think that I'm making this up, that I'm lying, take some time to look this stuff up on the Internet, Google it up, or if you're really ambitious about this, hey, go to a bookstore, go to the tattered cover, or go to your public library and go get some books on the subject and go read them.
They don't like to be confronted with facts.
Well, I think it's easier to parrot things than it is to go look into them. And I'll tell you something, too. When you start looking into... When you start looking into stuff, okay, it can be very painful. It can be painful because what it ends up doing is it ends up making you become conflicted. It's easier just to have reassurance of your views and to be blind to something than it is to go spend the time to check something out.
Well said. My grandma always would say the truth hurts.
Well, a lot of times it does. A lot of times you're conflicted. A lot of times you and in the representative situation that we have in this government, where you've got two major parties and you got to vote because it's the right thing to do, and you owe it to your country, and you owe it to your fellow citizens, and you owe it to yourself. A lot of times you get to the situation where you get conflicted because you don't always agree with everything that's going on. So you sometimes have to cast painful votes. You sometimes have to accept things that you don't particularly like. But if you take that standard and apply it to life, I don't think there's anybody who can say that they get 100% of what they want all the time.
But it'd be living in utopia.
Right, but it does cause pain.
Yeah.
So I think what we need to do is I think we need to make an affirmative vote today to make change in the country, and then hold our legislators and the president accountable for what they have promised and what they want. I mean, you know, that's the only thing you can do, and I think that that's the the formula.
I would agree.
All right, man, hang in there.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, Robert. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Claudia in Boulder. Claudia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
This is the first time I've ever called any kind of radio show or anything in my life. But
ooh, you sound good. You sound good to me.
I just had to make a comment on the guy, the veterinarian, which, you know, that's very cool what he's doing. I'm actually a healthcare provider as well. And, yeah, the whole healthcare situation, I don't even want to get going on that. But the thing about the... Republicans saying if Obama gets elected, it's going to ruin everybody's 401k. Hello? I think that's already happened with the current economic crisis, and I don't see how they can try to pin that on Obama.
Well, actually, if you look at it, one of the things that's driving the market crazy is lack of confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Lack of confidence in the government, lack of confidence in what's going on economically. If anything, Obama would restore that confidence.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's the 26 years of Reaganomics and deregulation, which the Republicans have systematically done, that's screwed up our financial situation. So I don't know, all of a sudden they can turn around and say, oh, everybody's 401k is going to go to hell in a handbasket, because mostly they already have, thanks to the Republicans.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, and that's the fear tactics that they operate under. They operate under those fear tactics. Oh, look out. And they have people, let me tell you something, they have people believing that the whole world, as we know, it's going to come to an end.
I know.
And you know what? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Now, I'll admit that if John McCain wins, I would seriously consider leaving. But
oh yeah, no, I'm buying that property in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I mean, I'm considering going to Spain, but there's also a part of me too that says, you know what, that would be the wrong thing to do. That the thing to do would be to stay and fight, and that's why everybody has got to get to the polls today.
Well, I think it's going to be a very good turnout, and I think we'll see a resounding call for change in America. And I'm going to be heading down at 9 to go make some phone calls and help to try to make that happen. So I think we all need to just get out there and do it.
All right. You got it. Thank you, Claudia.
Right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. First thing I want to say is good luck today.
Well, we'll need it.
Well, you know my feelings on the election, but I wanted to discuss the socialism concept that you're talking about here, with why people call Obama a socialist. It's purely in my opinion, purely the income redistribution. When you're taking money from people who are paying taxes and giving money beyond what they would normally pay to the 33% of people that don't pay taxes already, that's equivalent to if you had a kid, Jay, if your kid was going to school and your kid worked really hard, Jay, really hard, got that A in his class, and I was sitting in his class, and I slacked off and got an F, and the teacher coming up and say, you know what? We all need to be equal in here, and I've given you both C's. I'm going to average the F and the A.
All right. I agree with what you're saying, but if you listen closely to what Barack Obama is saying, if you go read his tax plan, you'd see it in there. He's talking about people who do pay taxes, and if redistribution of the wealth is wrong, then how has it been able in this country for redistribution of the wealth upwards to go on for the last 28 years, and nobody complains about that?
My answer to that would be, number one, you're not redistributing the wealth upward. You're paying people according to their abilities.
No, that's not true. You're giving them breaks that the rest of society economically does not get the same breaks.
And what breaks are you talking about?
Tax breaks.
The rest of society doesn't get tax breaks?
No. The top.
Before I got married, Jay, and I made $25,000, I didn't pay any tax at all. My parents paid more than that, and they pay taxes. So how was I not getting a break?
The top 1-5% have gotten a bigger tax break than those below the top 1-5%. Now, if you go look at the poll, look at the data.
Be honest with what you're saying.
I am being honest. If you go to factcheck.org, you'll see the information.
They've gotten a smaller percentage tax break, which in turn turns into a larger dollar tax break because they pay more in taxes overall.
You know what? It was a Republican. You know what?
5% of people pay, Jay, 80% of all taxes overall. So
I'll tell you something. I'm going to leave you with two things. Number one, I would dispute your figures. And number two,
look it up.
I have looked it up. Number two,
congressional
I have looked it up. And number two, are you driving on a public road?
Yeah. And I pay for that with my gas taxes.
And that's social.
Like every other person that drives on those roads pays for it with their taxes.
And that's socialism. Yeah.
That's not socialism. It's tax to use.
All right, it's not tax to use. Do you call the fire department?
I have not. No.
But would you?
Well, sure. I pay for that. That's socialism.
It's
tax to use.
You know what? You need to go look it up. Thanks, Mark. I mean, you really do. You really need to crack a book, Mark. You're not gonna shop that by me, okay? Because I know better, and so does the rest of the country. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour, John with traffic.
Still working a four-vehicle accident northbound 25 near Alameda, seeing delays back past the Downing Street Bridge. Southbound side of 25 also busy in the normal spots like 104th and again after 58th Avenue. Also looking at stop-and-go heading out of Aurora, southbound 225 from Parker Road to the Tech Center. Just one more crash out there, southbound Santa Fe near Littleton Boulevard. That is in the cleanup phase. Should be out of your way shortly as we are trying to wrap up this commute early. Traffic is fairly light than what we've seen the rest of this week and last week. Right now, just a little more traffic heading westbound on the turnpike from 104th up to Wadsworth. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds today, rain and possible first snow coming late, maybe a dusting tomorrow morning. High should be in the mid-60s today, currently 47 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When you start early, you save early. At Kohl's Holiday Sale, you'll find savings on everything holiday you'll need for yourself, your family, and your home. Kohl's Holiday Sale starts Wednesday at 7 a.m., so don't miss the Kohl's Holiday Sale this season. Kohl's, expect great things.
How would you like to save $40 to $80 a month guaranteed? Just by getting rid of your old furnace and having a brand new 96% high-efficiency furnace installed tomorrow. Thermal Advantage Fuels builders use the cheapest furnaces they can install without going to jail. Call today and get a $1,000 cash rebate before Christmas on your new energy-efficient furnace. Energy-efficient windows can also be installed for $50 an opening. Call Thermal Advantage 24 hours, 303-430-SAVE.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin about socialist presidential brokerage, intelligent investment guidance. And here, let's go to Jason McBride, Senior Vice President at Presidential Brokerage, because Mike Spear is off hunting. And hey, Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm getting pretty excited to see what happens at the end of the day, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm really geared up for it. All right, how's the stock market taking all this today?
You know, I'll tell you, a lot of people would have, I think, expected it to be doing nothing, but we've got some action today. The Dow's up about 160, NASDAQ's up 21. We've had a couple of better-than-expected earnings reports this morning. MasterCard came out and did better than expected. Archer Daniels Midland did better than expected. And the stocks are actually reacting very positively to it. So we've got a little bit of juice going here today, Jay.
Yeah, and is the price of oil continuing to drop?
Oil is actually up a little bit today. It's up about $2.36 a barrel as we speak on the delayed futures, but all in all, yeah, we've been very fortunate with the behavior in oil over the last few weeks. You bet.
All right. Now, for those of us who are either starting our nest egg or have one and we're not sure what to do in these turbulent times, Presidential Brokerage can help us make those decisions, correct?
Jay, we sure can. And I think what we could help people do is to get them on the right path and make the correct decisions from early on instead of kind of following a lot of, you know, the old wives' tales that you hear and you get ingrained into your head, which oftentimes don't have any basis in fact and will actually end up hurting your returns and causing more risk in your portfolio and more headaches, which is the last thing that you need. We tend to think here at Presidential, people need true diversification across different asset classes. When we talk about asset classes, we're talking about stuff that doesn't even have anything to do with the stock market with some of your money.
All right. We urge people to call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Mary and I trust Presidential Brokerage, and you should too. And, Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great, Jay. You have a wonderful day and a great show.
Yeah, you too, man. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
756 at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com or call 303-296-0600. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
All right, I want to remind you again, if you have any trouble voting, call 866-R-VOTE, 866-R-VOTE, if you have any trouble voting, any trouble at all. All right, it's 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, and let's go to Carla in Lakewood. Carla, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm excited.
Well, I hope so. If everybody gets out and votes, we will be excited.
Exactly. That's partly why I'm calling. A friend of mine who was working the polls today wanted everyone to know that if you're trying to drop off your mail-in ballot at a regular polling place, they're not accepting them. They're sending you away to the drop-off boxes to take them. And if you're refusing to do that, they're only allowing you to do a provisional ballot, which means it's not going to be counted unless there's a tie.
Well, for those people who still have those mail-in ballots, please take them to the election office nearest you. And I know there's a big one on Colorado and New Mexico.
Exactly, in the Jefferson County Courthouse. So we just want to make sure that people aren't disappointed and get discouraged and just go ahead and do the provisional ballots. Plan ahead, find out where those drop-off stations are, and take them up there. Otherwise, you're stuck with a provisional ballot.
You got it. Carla, we love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, a man who's witnessed history and may end up witnessing it again, Ishmael Reed. We'll talk to him right around the corner.
Mario Solis Merritt. Today on the Mario Solis Merritt Show, I'll be coming to you live from the election night party at the Sheraton downtown.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm Lisa Schomp, and I approve this message. It's a big year for all Americans. We have an opportunity to make a decision that affects us all. We can vote for whoever we choose. All we have to do is vote. Buying a car is very similar to deciding who we want for president. You do your fact gathering, you ask questions, listen closely to what the salesperson tells you, and if you need to, ask more questions. Consider what you've heard, discuss it with your family and friends, then make a decision that's best for you. The key, do your homework, so you can make an informed decision. If you don't get answers, vote with your feet and find someone who will get you answers. We're Ralph Schomp Honda. We want your business. We're Colorado's number one Honda dealer for a good reason. We'll answer your questions. We'll earn your vote. Ralph Schomp Honda. One price, one promise, one customer at a time. South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at www.schomp.com.
Today, we vote for change on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The polls are open from coast to coast now, and Americans are flocking to vote in a presidential election that will make history no matter how it turns out. Alice Overstreet cast her ballot in Miramar, Florida.
Got up 4 o'clock this morning, so excited, couldn't sleep, because I want to be a part of history.
Barack Obama voted in Chicago a little over an hour ago.
I hope this works. It'll be really embarrassing if it doesn't.
If Obama wins, he'll be the first African-American president. If John McCain wins, he'll be the oldest first-term president at 72. And Sarah Palin will be the first woman to serve as vice president. McCain told the CBS News Early Show he can still spring an upset.
I think these battleground states have now closed up. Almost all of them, and I believe there's a good scenario where we can win.
CBS's Armin Katayan has been watching for reports of polling place problems, and he tells us there have been some.
Pennsylvania, voter machine problems out of order. Columbus, Ohio, we just got a report from New Jersey. But the leader in the clubhouse right now is definitely Virginia. We found out there have been at least almost 400 voter complaints to a hotline in Virginia, 170 alone for the Norfolk area. Absentee ballot issues, machine malfunctions, no paper ballots. His backups, polls not open in time.
In one case, the man with the keys to a local library overslept. All over the country, officials are bracing for long lines. KYWTV's Elizabeth Herr says voters in one part of Philadelphia were lined up around the block an hour before the polls even opened.
I saw people arrive here with lawn chairs and snacks in hand, and they told me that they don't care how long the wait is, they're going to wait this one out and make sure that they get their vote in.
Democrats are expected to win both houses of Congress today. The only question seems to be by how much.
Outspent and running against the political tide, Republicans in Congress could lose big in today's election. Democrats might even get to a filibuster-proof Senate.
Sure, 60 is very possible.
Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says that's because Republican open seats in Virginia, Colorado, and New Mexico are likely to be won by Democrats, and lots of GOP incumbents are in trouble, even Mitch McConnell in Kentucky.
People are watching that because he is the Republican leader, and his defeat would really send an additional message to the party.
In House races, Democrats could gain 20 to 30 seats before the day's over. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Washington.
Same-sex couples have an eye on Proposition 8 in California. If the voters approve it, same-sex marriage would be outlawed.
I trust Californians to do the right thing. Putting discrimination in writing on the books does no one any good.
Overseas, bombings at a Baghdad bus station and a marketplace have killed at least 15 people. Another person died in a bombing near a government official's convoy. Election day on Wall Street got off to a bullish start. The Dow Industrial Average was up more than 170 points within a few moments of the opening bell. Right now, the Dow is ahead 137. NASDAQ is up 16. And the government has just reported the second straight drop in factory orders. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil filter.
As the filter, I'm used to everything sort of going through me. So why are we here?
Oh, sorry, oil filter. We're at the Ford dealership to get the Works Fuel Saver Package.
The Works Fuel Saver Package, yes, I've heard of it. It has a special low price now?
Right, $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Yes, rebate. And this includes tire rotation.
Yep, at any Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. It can help with fuel economy.
Yes, fuel economy. And a battery test and a brake inspection, fluid top-off, multi-point inspection.
Check, check, check.
And a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change. Very comprehensive.
That's right. Oh, and a new oil filter, too, of course.
Of course. A new... what?
A new oil filter.
Get your hands off me, Ford train technician! Where are you taking me? Tell the world my story!
For the lowest price in years on maintenance packages, brakes, batteries, and more, see your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer or visit GenuineService.com. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See participating dealership for rebate details to 1130.08.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. John McCain added even today, Election Day. McCain making appearances in Grand Junction and New Mexico. The senator campaigned in seven states yesterday.
My friends, when I'm elected president...
McCain running mate Sarah Palin in Colorado Springs last night. Barack Obama spent his election eve campaigning in Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida.
At this point, I've made the arguments. Now it's all about who wants it more, who believes in it more. Florida, the time for change has come. It all's up to you. We have a righteous win at our backs.
Obama campaigns today in Indiana. Obama's wife, Michelle, in Littleton yesterday and announcing to the crowd the death of Obama's grandmother.
Just send a prayer to Tootsie and thank her for raising Barack Obama.
Colorado election officials hoping for fewer problems at the polls than usual, as more than half of Colorado's voters have already voted. What to do about the overpopulation of wild horses in Colorado?
No decisions have been made on euthanasia, but it is something that we're having to look at.
That's David Boyd with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. The state's been holding roundups trying to control the population. Four herds of wild horses in the state, including the large Sand Wash Basin herd in northwestern Colorado. More than 400 animals in that herd. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An earlier accident on the northbound side of I-25 right around Alameda is going to add about 10 minutes onto the usual time it would takes you to get between the tech center and downtown. No slowing on the southbound side as you're making your way past that wreck. However, it does load up just a little bit near DU. The ramp from westbound I-70 to I-25, very slow. Same deal, 225 after Parker Road towards DTC. And they've cleaned up that crash, Santa Fe and Littleton Boulevard. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner, but your King Supers pharmacies are now offering flu shots to help you stay well. And they're so...
I'm where my extensive knowledge of pop culture can no longer be considered worthless.
Want to win a new iPod Nano? Play State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
College. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood Entrepreneurship Program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
We will win this general election, and you and I together, we're going to change this country and we're going to change the world.
Change as it happened on Election Day 2008 with J. Marvin.
J. Marvin.
J. Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, J. Marvin.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Election Day 2008. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And get out and make sure you vote. Encourage your friends to get out and vote. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good day to do that. Partly sunny. The high today is predicted to be 67, and we have a chance of maybe some precipitation or snow later on in the evening. So by that time, the polls will be closed. We'll be out and about at different polling locations, and we'll give you the announcements about those. We'll be doing that starting around noon. And then we have complete election coverage for you starting here at around 5. And I'll join Mario Solis Marich. I always do that to Mario. I'm going to be joining him at the Democratic Party's ballroom that they've got at the Sheraton. And we'll be covering the election from there, and we'll see what happens. And our fingers are crossed. It's going to be tight, so if you haven't voted, go ahead and vote. The thing about the mail-in ballots, in which the woman told us last hour, that doesn't totally apply to everywhere around the Front Range. Denver, for instance, you can drop off your mail-in ballots. Let's go to Kirk in Denver. Kirk, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, Kirk, I keep meaning to come by the tattered cover. I just have not been able to find time.
Oh, you know what? I wonder why.
I've just been busy, but you know what? Later this week, I will.
Oh, yeah, well, there's so much going on, and you're doing such a great job.
Thanks.
You know, one of the things that just blows my mind is this whole concept of, if you're smarter, if you work harder, then you're making so much more than everybody else, and it's kind of tough luck because you're just smarter and you work harder, so you deserve all of that. And that whole thought is just really sticks in my craw, because one of the things that I think about is we're all here in America, right? And what does it do America? This is what I love to ask Republicans. What good does it do to have, you know, millions of kids without health insurance? How does that help anybody?
I don't think they think about that. I think what they think about is that they don't want to be what they see as being unfairly taxed, and they don't want a system in which they have to pay for anything. And basically, the self-centering drive on their part is about greed. I mean, you heard Mark in Denver talking about a pay-to-use tax and all of this of stuff. And it's like, you know, he doesn't got it. I mean, I respect him and I like him, but he has no clue about what socialism is. He has no clue about the difference between what Barack Obama's talking about and what socialism is. And also the idea that the tax breaks for the rich were okay and that they're still okay, but that the tax breaks for those who are in the middle class and the lower middle class, well, that's just not, you know, that's not okay, and you know, because people make more money, they should be allowed to keep more, and all of this, and that they have no responsibility to society. I mean, come on.
Well, I told my wife, I said, I guess I have a new term for myself. I'm a selfish Democrat, and here's what I mean by that. I don't like to walk out of my door, which I do all the time, and see people begging on the street. That hurts me. It hurts me when kids can't get health care. It hurts me when, we have people who – it hurts me when I go to the libraries in Denver and I see – I walk into the libraries in the schools and see that they don't have any books on the shelf. To me, that doesn't just hurt them. That hurts me. I don't like to see that. I don't want that in my world. It doesn't help me to be successful and then my neighbor is struggling. Where's that good for me? That's not good for me.
No, it's not, but these folks have no feeling about community.
It's like sitting up in a castle, right? You know, and you're up on top of the hill and you're looking down, you know, down the hill and you're, everything's in ruins, and you're happy? I just don't get that thinking. I can't follow it.
Well,
it just doesn't make sense.
I don't think anybody with any kind of a brain or a heart or any kind of real look at life can follow that. And the world's smartest man, David Sirota, is here. So, David, do you want to weigh in on this about Mark in Denver? I'm sure you heard that call on the way over here yelling about dues to pay and socialism and all of that.
I did. I've had a little bit of a rough morning. I've been dealing with my brother. He broke his hand. He's in India. So I started my morning down, and I'm driving in, and I hear Mark call in. And what a bummer, right? What's a bummer about it is how so fundamentally, I don't like using this word, but how fundamentally stupid the caller was and how fundamentally stupid the assertions are. We have a system that redistributes wealth up the income ladder.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so let's just go through exactly how that happens. First and foremost, we spend at minimum, according to the Cato Institute, at minimum, $100 billion a year in corporate welfare, direct subsidies to the largest corporations in this country. That is taking money from me, a taxpayer, and giving it to, for instance, Archer Daniels Midland or GE, right? That is taking my money away. That is redistribution up the income ladder. We just passed a Wall Street bailout bill worth about 5% of our entire economy that takes my tax money, your tax money, and gives it to Wall Street bankers.
Okay, but here, and Kirk, see if you agree with me on this. Here's the part I object to. The part I object to is, why does the 1 to 5% get a break and the rest of us have to suck air?
Well, that's right. What you said at the end here, you said that redistribution has been going on and no one's been saying anything about it. Nobody cares about it. It's only called quote unquote redistribution when it's slowing down the redistribution system upwards. That's what Obama's tax policy does. Okay, we have a tax structure right now that sends money up the income ladder. All Obama's tax policy does would be to slightly slow that down. And what Mark had said was, by the way, he shouldn't have said this on air because he might have the IRS come to him, because he said when he made $25,000 a year, he didn't pay any taxes. Well, I didn't know that. He didn't pay any sales taxes. He didn't pay any property taxes.
Kirk?
He didn't pay any payroll taxes, because those are taxes that we all pay. And this is what Warren Buffett, right, the billionaire, what he says is, when you count all of the taxes together, income taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, state and local taxes, that Warren Buffett pays a far lower effective tax rate than his own secretary. So this idea that Obama changing, you'll hear on these income tax arguments that the opponents of Obama's plan only talk about the income tax, right? Only one slice of taxes.
All right. Kirk, I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, it's great. But I just think, thank God that so many of us don't think that way. And we all realize we can be successful, we can work hard, and we can, reap the benefits of our hard work without having to be so selfish and so greedy that we just close our eyes to what's happening around us. I mean, it's just like during the Clinton administration, things were happening. The country was moving. People were working hard together. And now look at the country. We're in such trouble, but yet these same people call in talking about how great it is and how, what was it? The same day McCain said, oh, the country economics are in great shape. Well, yeah, I guess if you own 8 houses and your wife wears, $30,000-$40,000 worth of clothes, and you look around, I guess everything does look good.
It's always the, air of selfishness. Kirk, I'll see you at the tattered cover later in the week.
All right, my friend. Thanks.
All right, man.
Care.
See you later.
All right.
All right. Stick around, David. We're going to talk to Ishmael Reed coming up.
Okay, cool.
8:16, 16 minutes after 8, John talks about traffic.
Jay, I got a still hanging on to that four-vehicle accident. Northbound 25 near Alameda, traffic is barely moving from Downing Street Bridge up to the side of that crash. Also looking at the same type of conditions down in Castle Rock from Founders Parkway up to Happy Canyon Road. No accidents, but really heavy and thick there and slow for you. The southbound side of 25 busy from the Boulder Turnpike down past Spear Boulevard. Other places with stop and go right now. Eastbound 270 from 25 to Vasquez and in Aurora on southbound from Parker Road to I-25. Got a couple issues off the highways, auto versus pet accident at 7th and Grant, and also working a three-vehicle crash westbound Hamden at Monaco. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, a mixture of rain and perhaps snow late this evening into tomorrow morning.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Life's special moments are magnified when you celebrate at Disney Parks. That's why Orbitz is giving you a chance to win a celebration vacation for four to Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort. Experiences like spending a night in the Cinderella Castle Suite or the Disneyland Dream Suite could be yours. Tell us what you'll celebrate at Orbitz.com/Disney. And if you win, hey, maybe even take the kids along.
Visit Orbitz.com/Disney for details. Official rules, residency, eligibility, restrictions. No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Ends 11/23/08. Must be 18 or older.
They'll take care of you. Over 100 employees out there to help you out. Hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. And I got to tell you something. Rocky's got some great deals. Most bang for your car buck. Plus, on top of that, matching down incentive. They want to see your trade-in. And they'll show you the book price on any vehicle that you want. And don't forget, Operation Freebird's coming up on November the 15th. We'll tell you more about that and hope to see you out at Rockies November the 15th. Rockies Autos, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Go check them out at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks!
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Nineteen minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Election Day. Get out there and vote. Partly sunny, high today, 67. David Sirota, J. Marvin here, and we're going to talk to one of my favorite people of all time, Ishmael Reed. He is a poet, novelist, essayist. He lives in Oakland, California. He has tons of books out, plus CDs, Conjures 1, 2, and 3. He also appeared in Stephen Forbes' new documentary, The Boogeyman, the Lee Atwater story. He's also the editor of the online zine Conk, which you can see at IshmaelReedPub.com. And Ishmael, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine.
All right. I have you on for a couple of reasons. Number one, you write in your writings... You've talked about growing up in Buffalo. You've talked about what it was like to grow up as an African-American in Buffalo and the African-American experience in this country. You were the first person to ever turn me on to the black pathology biz and have me look at the media and race relations in a whole different tone than I did at the time that we first started to talk. Barack Obama could end up being the first black president in the history of the United States. Your feelings about it?
Well, I think that this is a transracial candidacy, and I think it's sort of like, I think he's the candidate of reconciliation, sort of like Nelson Mandela. But in the just as in the case of Nelson Mandela, the problems of the average African black has not improved. And I don't think that's going to happen here. I don't think that the average African-American's life will improve just because you have an African-American president.
You don't think that economically and that also socially and educational-wise things will improve?
Well, I don't think that African-Americans have equal access to the market. And we can see that in this housing catastrophe where African-Americans have lost up to maybe $100 billion in equity. This is affecting our neighborhood, for example. We have people whose homes have been foreclosed. Now, you can trace this to the policies, the racist policies of the banks. Even the Wall Street Journal had a figure of suggesting that 60% of those people who got involved in these bad loans, these toxic loans, were eligible for conventional credit. But because of the practices of the banks, they were steered into this subprime mortgage industry. So even though you have a black president, African-Americans don't have the assets. They're lacking in assets. And this is a generational thing, you know, people passing down assets from generation to generation. And just don't have the economic power. So even though you have a black president of South Africa, the economic power is not in the hands of blacks. I suspect this is probably a cynical point of view.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think that it's cynical. I think that a lot of us. I went to see Michelle Obama talk yesterday, and I also saw Senator Obama talk on Saturday. And, yeah, we don't think about what you're talking about, but what a lot of us see is a lot of us see people of all ages, all colors, all denominations, and we're all hanging out together. And
it reminds me of the Pentecostal church that I see on television, where you are probably the most integrated institution in the United States, the Pentecostal church. Sometimes I watch these gatherings, Benny Finn and some of the other evangelists, and those are integrated audiences.
But don't you think that the conciliation part of this can be taken in a bad direction? I mean, I was just downstairs watching when I was waiting to get up here, because John left me stranded in the lobby. I had to watch Fox News. They got only Fox News down there. And Claire McCaskill goes on, the senator from Missouri, and she says, they ask her, well, what's the first thing that President Obama will do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? And she said, well, his first thing he's going to do, and his most important thing he has to do, is reach out to all of the McCain supporters and reassure them that he, essentially reach out to them, as opposed to, at least the way I took it, as opposed to reaching out to the people who elected him. I mean, this is my fear of an Obama presidency, is that conciliation can be a code word for basically not challenging power.
Well, I don't think he's challenged power. I think he's been very careful to avoid appearing to be too left of center. I watch what I call the Irish American Hour. Morning Joe.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, too.
And these are people whose ancestors were not that well off. As a matter of fact, they were treated as the way African Americans became here as indentured servants. Many of them lived in the South. Served on plantations, but now, you know, they've gotten an upgrade and they've become conservatives. But, he believes that, and some of the other pundits believe that this is essentially a conservative country. Yet when you look at the polls, Americans are pretty progressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is
on many issues. So, I mean, this is one of the media myths that, we're up against.
Yeah, I've been writing about this. I wrote about it in my last column, which is I call center right nation watch.
Right.
You know, this idea that no matter what happens today, I mean the narrative is that no matter what happens today, No matter what the exit polls show, no matter what the election results show, no matter a wealth of public opinion data over the last decade showing Americans are progressive on almost every major economic issue, right. We continue to be told that this is a center-right nation.
Yeah, we're told that by the corporate media. You're absolutely correct. Well, I mean, what do you expect when these outlets are sponsored by people like General Electric, you know, and they have to abide by the party line coming down from the top. And I think, Barack Obama is fronting for the establishment. They can't use these old, country club types like the Bushes and the others to represent the country abroad. They have to have a softer diplomacy, the way the Chinese have in Africa, in order to open up these new markets. And so they have this friendly, African-American face, which is a great gesture, a great propaganda gesture to, sort of like soften up the attitudes of people abroad. And Barack Obama fits his bill. I mean, there's nothing earth-shaking that's going to happen. There are no drastic reforms that are going to happen under his administration. And, I get called a curmudgeon and a crank by the younger generation of African Americans, but I've been around longer than they have,
Well, that's okay. You are a provocateur, but that's the allure. I mean, right there, because as long as I've known you, you always say what you think, and
there's history to this. I've just written a piece for Counterpunch. I guess they might publish it on Wednesday. I've been following this trend. In 1989. There was a manifesto written by one of the younger generation, one of the authors from the younger generation named Trey Ellis, who has a column on the Huffington Post now.
Right, right. I know who he is.
He wrote a very brilliant novel called Platitudes. But in this manifesto, he talked about he called it a new black aesthetic, and he talked about a generation of African Americans who are not burdened by the past, who had gone beyond race and they separated themselves from the older generation of African-American intellectuals and writers, people like myself who came of age in the 1960s during the counterculture and the Black Power Movement, and said that they were not burdened by these issues any longer. And then that was followed up by a piece by Robert Boynton in the Atlantic Monthly, where he said that he heralded the arrival of the new black intellectuals. And he named some of the people who are, like Stanley Crouch, for example, who's a columnist for the Daily News. And he was saying that these people had transcended race. Now, I'm on the ground here. I'm living here in the ghetto. We have shootings here frequently. I have to tell my family not to come back to the neighborhood because it's a war zone. They have to, they're out shopping. I have to call them and tell them, the shooting guy ran up on my porch a couple of months ago. He was wounded. So I'm here on the ground, and it looks quite differently from the way it looks from Cambridge, where a lot of these people come from, and where Barack Obama, was nurtured intellectually, the Afro-American Studies Department at Harvard University. So you have people like Mr. Wilson there, who wrote The Declining Significance of Race. So he's all part of this. He's a leader of this post-race generation. Now, I just have a serious disagreement with them. I think we get racial profiling. That still exists. We have terrible conditions in the prisons here in California, where, we go abroad and talk about human rights in other places. We have progressives who care more about torture at Guantanamo than in the Chicago Police Department.
Yeah. Cook County?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. That was, I don't know if you saw that piece last week where they said that one of these prosecutors had tortured some of these people who ended up on death row, and a lot of these cases have to be reviewed. Well, I read about that happening all over the country very frequently. So there are still these issues, but the line I'm hearing this morning from Joe Scarborough, whom I guess represents the conservative movement, is that with a black president, all these issues have been solved.
Yeah, that's
the danger.
And it's going to take work to to get it done. 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, David Sirota, and we're blessed to have Ishmael Reed on. Now, I want to switch to another thing because you know a lot about this. We have an amendment on the ballot, 46, which bans affirmative action policies by state government. Your old friend and mine, Ward Connerly, is in on this. This is his deal. Tell us what you know about Ward Connerly.
Yeah, well, there are three prominent right-wing African-American spokespersons. They include Ward Connerly. I go into this in my new book, Mixing It Up, Taking on the Media Bullies. Ward Connerly, John McWhorter, and Shelby Steele. All of them have ties to the eugenics movement, the movement that says that African-Americans are intellectually inferior to white Americans. And their doctrine is elaborated in Charles Murray's The Bell Curve. Now, this is an aside. Charles Murray's ancestor is Scots-Irish, and there's always a joke about West Indies, West Virginia, where people, you know, people, relatives in America. So maybe he should do a survey. But anyway, you remember Vice President Cheney said, I have Cheneys on both sides, and we're not even from West Virginia?
Yeah.
But West for Charles Murray. But anyway, there's a lot of money available to people who front this eugenics argument. And Shelby Steele, Ward Connerly, and John McWhorter have all received money from places like the Bradley Foundation, which sponsored the Charles Murray's research. The Manhattan Institute, and you know, Melvin Scaife is always mixed up in this stuff too. So these are the front men for a movement that says that African Americans have bad genes, and I think that's all you have to know about Ward Connerly. Now, Ward Connerly also has ties to the Pioneer Fund, which whose founders were admirers of Hitler, Adolf Hitler, and you can all Google this. So this. There's a very good book. I just Googled it this morning. It's available for 23 cents now. So I think people can afford that if you go to Amazon. And it's called The Colorblind, The Campaign to End Affirmative Action by Lydia Chavez. It's on Amazon and selling for 23 cents, a paperback edition. And she talks about the origin of this anti-affirmative action movement, and she says that the idea was to emphasize race, although Asian Americans, Hispanics, Native Americans receive, you know, affirmative action. The media has promoted it as a black program. And according to the Department of Labor, the chief beneficiaries of affirmative action are white women. So this has been a snow job that Connerly and his allies have put over on people. Just like McCain and Sarah Palin, who was saying that, you know, brought up that welfare thing. Remember toward the end of the campaign here?
Oh, yeah.
Where they said that, you know, this is like these taxes that you're paying, it's like welfare. In other words, they were saying, the code there was that, you know, you're taking money from white people and giving it to the lazy black people. So they've always found that if you use a black face to front an issue, it, you know, caused a lot of anxiety and it caused a lot of resentment. And this is what has happened to affirmative action. That they promoted as a black program when there are a number of different groups and different causes that receive support from affirmative action. Now, I want to refer your listeners to...
All right. Hey, Ishmael, let me interrupt you. Can you hang on a second and let me take care of some business and then we'll come back?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. All right. We got Ishmael Reed on the line, and it's 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll continue and talk to him. Here's John Turk with a look at traffic.
Jake, I-25 has been a problem for us this morning. A new crash southbound side around 58th Avenue. That's adding the delays all the way back to 104. So the trip into downtown, if you're coming from North Glen, going to take you about 10 to 15 minutes more. Also, still working that four-vehicle accident now, northbound side near Alameda. It's off on the right shoulder now. And now we have an accident in the backups near Broadway, so it's going to be thick and slow from Downing Street all the way up to Alameda. We're also hearing a lot of candidate signs and amendment signs being hung from the high, from the basically the bridges up near downtown if you're using 25. A couple more issues out there: auto versus pet accident in Capitol Hill at 7th and Grant, and we also got a crash in the Tech Center west. westbound Hamden at Monaco. Also looking at increased traffic eastbound C-470 as you're moving across Highlands Ranch beginning at Broadway. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds today, rain, maybe our first snow coming overnight. It is going to happen in the high country. Just a question of whether it'll hit into the metro area. That should continue into Wednesday. Highs in the mid-60s today. Current temperature downtown, 48 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When you start early, you save early. At Kohl's Holiday Sale, you'll find savings on everything holiday you'll need for yourself, your family.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Young, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers five times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Services or image. How? Intelligent office. A prestigious office. A la carte. And smart staff. A la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget. Chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
Piano Emporium is quitting business. Save now during the liquidation of Colorado's largest selection of pianos. All inventory must be liquidated regardless of loss. Dealers are welcome. Piano Emporium, two blocks east of Sheridan on 44th Avenue. Call 303-477-5348.
After the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, David Sirota. Partly sunny, high today, 67. Get out there and vote, because today's the day to do it. Today's the day to make it happen. On the line, provocateur, poet, novelist, essayist, musician, speaks Japanese, appears in the documentary The Boogeyman, which we'll ask him about here in just a couple of seconds. Is there anything, Ishmael, you don't do?
Yeah, there are a lot of things I don't do.
What? Name one.
I can't cook.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right.
Yeah. I got a brother who went to what do you call those schools? Culinary academies?
Yeah, so he cooks for you?
Oh, he cooks for everybody. He's a pediatrician here in Oakland.
Oh, okay, so you can't cook. So that's one thing we can leave out. But you can do everything else, right?
Well, I try to. Try to do as much as I possibly can.
And people should check out For All We Know, too, by the Ishmael Reed Quintet. You can get that at cdbaby.com or on amazon.com. And I listen to that almost every other day. And
they can go on YouTube and see me play the piano.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too. Or you can go to my Facebook page and also check it out. I have the I have the video on there, and I think I'll go in there and find it and put it on my blog. All right, so let's get back to what we were talking about. We're talking about Ward Connerly and his connections and he and John McWhorter and the others who are basically fronts for this whole idea that African Americans genetically are inferior. But how does Ward Connerly account for people like yourself?
I think Ward Connerly is probably in this whole thing for the profits. Now, the media have put out this notion that he invented this drive, or this is his idea. He came on when it was failing. It was invented by, it was begun, the drive against affirmative action was begun by two white guys. One guy said that he had been passed over for a job as instructor of philosophy by a woman, but the woman's never been found. And so they began this thing with this right-wing money. A lot of it's really far right. I mean, one of the first contributors is subject of an article in the Anti-Defamation League bulletin. So got a lot of far right money, but the thing wasn't taking hold. And then they changed. They had the wording changed so it was very ambiguous. That's when Ward Connerly came on. They got Ward Connerly to front for it, and he said he wouldn't do it unless they raised $500,000, according to Colorblind, the book I just mentioned. And Newt Gingrich raised the money, so he's made millions of dollars in lectures and. Just being a celebrity and, a public intellectual. And he's probably made more from that than from his minority contractor, a contracting firm, which was a recipient of affirmative action. He operated a minority contracting firm in Sacramento. And the women had all kinds of sexual, his female employees had sexual harassment complaints against him. I've only seen that in one newspaper, and that was the Daily Californian. The University of California, Berkeley student paper, newspaper. So the guy's got a, seamy past and just make a lot of money. So they all, there's a lot of money in this. Shelby Steele was just given $200,000 award by the Bradley Foundation, which is, one of the big finances of the eugenics movement. And they had a big celebration at the Kennedy Center. I guess there are probably more Cadillacs and Mercedes and fur coats than usually showing up at the Kennedy Center, but they awarded him $200,000. And McWhorter has become the chief spokesperson for the Manhattan Institute, which is which guided the policies of Rudolph Giuliani, his philosophy, which led to the ethnic cleansing of New York. And they also gave Jerry Brown an award for his job in getting rid of people whom he called dysfunctional from the city of Oakland.
And let's put it into context for voters here. This is Connerly is the backer of Amendment 46. Mm-hmm. Amendment 46, which is the one that it would be easy to be a progressive if you glanced at it. Would be easy to be a progressive and look at that and say, oh, I'm for equal rights. To think that it's actually about protecting minorities and women.
Right.
The whole thing here is, people need to read that amendment when you walk into the voting booth and vote no on 46. I mean, this is really, really, really important.
Yeah, that's how they got over out here. They use deceptive language.
Yeah.
And the media helps them along by making the whole thing a black program. Now, this article I was mentioning by these two scholars, they point to a cover of Newsweek magazine, where affirmative action is discussed, and they have like a black guy, keeps this thing alive about it being a black program, and they determine that it's not even a student, it's a model that they show. But this is one of the best articles I've read about affirmative action. I recommend it to your this article, Affirmative Action as a Black Entitlement, How the Media Distorts Perceptions of Affirmative Action. It's saying that even breast cancer research is breast cancer screenings, mentoring, and after-school programs to magnet schools, programs that require Asian-owned businesses to be advised of possible government contracts to battered women's shelters, all these are programs that are supported by affirmative action. And the irony is that one of the early supporters of affirmative action was Richard Nixon.
Yeah?
Richard Nixon insisted upon affirmative action.
Hey, Richard Nixon was our last liberal president, right?
Right.
Wage supports, the EPA, affirmative action.
Don't you miss it? more money to the arts than any other president.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and a lot of people forget that about him, that he did have some things that, you know, nowadays would be considered to be extremely far left. I mean, remember when he went to China and
yep.
Congressman John Schmitz in Orange County, California, stood up on the floor of the House and basically cussed him out, and they made him a backbencher for the rest of his life for doing that.
I would like to interject along these lines, to be a little bit of a contrarian. I know we're on Progressive Talk Radio, but I have heard the argument made that if you look at the dynamics of how politics works, Nixon was an anti-communist who was able to go to China. Nixon was a conservative who was able to pass the EPA, et cetera, et cetera. That there, I have heard some people make the case that there you may get, at least on some issues, more progressive change with a Democratic Congress and John McCain as president, only because it's easier within this media environment and political environment for a Republican to be pushed to the left than for a self-described Democrat to actually go to the left. I'm not saying I necessarily subscribe to this, but I think throw that out there.
Well, I think the counterargument is that it would be the Sarah Palin administration.
Right. That's a good counterargument.
Given the mental and physical demeanor of McCain, I think that he would probably fade into the background very early. And he's done that in the campaign. She's dominated this campaign. I've never seen more attention paid to the vice presidential candidate than the presidential candidate. And so I think that these Christian conservatives will insist that, you know, he be sort of like a hostage in his own government and that she run things. And I think there was a grain of truth in that Saturday Night Live skit, you know, that she really wants to get him out of the way and become president.
What do you, you know, in the couple of minutes we have left here, what do you make of her?
Yeah, I think she's the worst demagogue to come along in a long time. I think she's probably worse than Joe McCarthy. I mean, I was a kid. I was young enough to, old enough to watch the Arnie McCarthy hearings. And Joe McCarthy never inspired anybody to get up in the audience and say, kill him or hang him or behead him or he's a terrorist. This is a very dangerous woman. I shouldn't be surprised, but maybe annoyed at how these liberal pundits, even some of these liberal pundits, are swallowing the Kool-Aid, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's very, very true. Ishmael, thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, and David. Thanks a lot.
You know, as always, and I just urge everybody to check out your writings, check out your CDs, and also they can go to theboogeyman.com to see this documentary, find out about this new documentary that you're in, correct?
This is the one about Lee Atwater?
I think it's going to be showing in Boulder, you know.
Oh, good. We'll go
this
see
the
it.
One about Lee Atwater?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's really good, good to talk to you. I'm a big fan.
Okay, mutual. Thanks a lot, guys.
And you know what, Ishmael? I want to have you on again in a couple of weeks to talk about this documentary.
Okay, sure.
All right?
Okay.
Thanks, Ish.
Take care.
All right. He's the best, isn't he?
He's really cool.
He's the greatest.
You know, it warms my heart that there are people out there like that.
Best guy, one of the best guys I've met in the 20-some-odd years that I've been doing this.
Makes you feel not so lonely as a progressive.
He makes you feel comfortable to be able to go and make people mad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the whole point. Don't you think so, John? Do you think it makes you comfortable to make people mad?
Yeah, he's great. I haven't gotten into his new book, but you also got to read Mumbo Jumbo Dave, one of his older ones.
Oh, yeah?
That's my favorite, yeah. But I have not read the new one.
When you went to college, though, that was taught in your literary class.
Yes, it was in my American literature class. One of my favorite classes, yes.
Cool.
It's great.
It's kind of like, wouldn't you say it's kind of like word jazz?
Yeah. I mean, it's really a different kind of style of writing. It's hard to explain, and it's hard to even kind of develop the storyline, but it's just like, once you pick it up, you just can't stop.
It's like word jazz, right?
Yeah. And it was kind of weird, because I was reading that book while I was studying the history of jazz was one of my classes in college,
oh,
too.
Oh, wow.
Really cool class. Got an A in that one.
Well, you know,
American Lit was a little tougher than the history of jazz.
You know what? We've never asked Ishmael about this, but we'll ask him next time he's on. He can talk about most of those major jazz figures because he knew them.
Yeah, I know.
And he's written a number of articles on that. All right, let's do some traffic, and then we'll come back. 8:51, John, jazz is with traffic.
Jay, it's tough getting into Denver on both sides of 25 right now. We had an earlier crash of four-vehicle one northbound 25 around.
Whether Barack Obama or John McCain will become the 44th president. Let's go live to Phoenix and CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
And Nick, at this hour, John McCain is scheduled to be casting his ballot, his polling location, a local church here in Phoenix. On the CBS Early Show earlier, McCain talked about today's significance.
This is a historic election, as we all know. And I think it's up for grabs, and we're going to work hard until the polls close.
And even today, McCain will be on the campaign trail making two quick campaign stops, first in Grand Junction, Colorado, then Albuquerque, New Mexico, before he returns here to Phoenix to await the results.
I'm Peter Mayer in Chicago.
I voted.
For Barack Obama, the ballot box was the first stop on the last day of Campaign 08. In what could be a metaphor for his historic effort, Obama said, "I hope this works," as he slipped his ballot into a validation machine. Obama and his wife, Michelle, voted side by side as their daughters looked on. He'll wait out the returns tonight in Chicago, where tens of thousands of supporters will gather at the city's Grant Park for what they hope will be a victory party. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Chicago.
Forecasters say this election could produce record turnouts, and the crush has some election officials worried that there could be delays and problems with equipment. CBS News correspondent Armin Katayan says the trouble reports are already coming in.
Pennsylvania, problems statewide with voting machines now. We're hearing Bethlehem, Philly, Pittsburgh, particularly in Philly, a few precincts have run out of paper ballots. They've gone to provisional ballots. An interesting little twist, they've been marked emergency, so they're going to be counted today.
Along with the White House, all 435 House seats and a third of the Senate are up for grabs today. And says CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss, there are the referenda questions.
People in 35 states are voting on ballot initiatives, from medical marijuana in Michigan to slot machines in Maryland. Anti-abortion measures are on the ballot in South Dakota and Colorado. And California, where the courts have declared gay marriage legal, will decide whether to keep it that way, while Arkansas voters decide whether to bar gay couples from adopting children.
Well, the Supreme Court today is hearing arguments in the first major broadcast indecency case it's considered in 30 years. This one concerns whether the government can ban fleeting expletives that are used during live broadcasts during times when children may be watching or listening. CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen.
The main issue is whether the FCC has justified its new get-tough policy on swear words on television to gain the support of the justices. Now, the court doesn't have to agree with those justifications, that we have to stop some sort of slide into profanity everywhere on television. It just has to recognize them as reasonable.
This is CBS News.
Bose Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones make an excellent holiday gift. They reduce unwanted noise around you so you can hear your music more clearly. Quiet Comfort 2 headphones were originally designed for noisy air travel, but owners say they're also effective for cutting down distractions in a busy office or even at home. So if you want to hear music more clearly with less background noise, call today, 800-491-9761. That's 800-491-9761. Call by December 31st to try them for 90 days risk-free with free shipping, too. This extended only available for Quiet Comfort headphones. You can attach your QC2 headphones to your portable CD, MP3, or DVD player. Or if you simply want to relax, use the noise reduction by itself. Call today, 800-491-9761. Or visit Bose.com/listen to order QC2 headphones as a treat for yourself, as a gift for someone special, or both. Call 800-491-9761 today.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. It's not all about who becomes the next commander-in-chief. Colorado voters facing the state's longest ballot since 1912.
We fear that some people may go to the polls to pick a new president and a new U.S. senator and skip some of the initiatives and referenda. There are 14 ballot measures in all on the state ballot. And there are some pretty important questions on the ballot.
House Speaker Andrew Romanoff pointing out it's the first presidential election in which a majority of Colorado votes are cast in advance. And they're not letting up in Colorado, a battleground state. Michelle Obama in Littleton yesterday, Sarah Palin in Colorado Springs last night, and John McCain in Grand Junction this morning. Colorado election officials hoping for fewer problems at the polls than usual, as more than half of the state's voters have already voted. A man responsible for the shooting of 32 bison that had wandered onto his property near Fairplay last spring will pay more than $150,000 in penalties and restitution, that in a plea agreement in Park County. A winter storm warning in effect for most of the western half of Colorado through late tomorrow. Mountains could get a foot and a half. And running down the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder, naked, with a pumpkin on your head. Oh, yes. Happens every year, and as a result, a dozen people face indecent exposure charges. There were actually more than 100 streakers. Those convicted of indecent exposure have to register as sex offenders. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Expect to run into some delays as you're heading south on I-25. That on the approach to I-70 due to an earlier accident. On the other hand, we're seeing speeds pick up on I-25 as you're heading north past Santa Fe. Now, what's adding to those southbound delays are there are people with banners on the bridges downtown. Everybody's having to look up, hit their brakes, and slow way down. We're also seeing some crowding on 36. This is near Wadsworth, but speed should pick up there shortly. Watch out for construction crews. They're working on Parker at Arapahoe as well as Quebec.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, because we'll continue what we were talking about before the news, which is we'll ask Eric as a media expert. Eric.
Yes.
Has there been a preemptive and ongoingly preemptive effort to cast whatever happens today, and especially an Obama win, essentially not proof that this is a progressive country, and essentially an effort in the media to pressure Obama, if he wins, to not pursue really, really big progressive ideas?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen many columns, editorials, things like that. And it's funny. I mean, if you go back to 2004, you remember the press bent over backwards to announce how George Bush had won a mandate. In 2004, he won the thinnest re-election since Woodrow Wilson. And cover of USA Today, I mean, every major newspaper in the country had a mandate headline. It was this sort of microscopic win. And I guarantee you, if Barack Obama wins, and even if he wins by, 100, 120, 140 electoral votes, there's not going to be much talk about mandates because Americans don't give progressive mandates and they don't give Democratic mandates. This is sort of the mainstream media's perspective. They sort of put up with Democrats, and in a time of absolute crisis, they'll sort of turn to Democrats as a last chance. But this idea that they sort of openly embrace and want to veer this country even slightly to the left, that's dangerous territory, according to most editorial pages.
Well, do you think, I mean, and maybe this is out of your purview, maybe not, I guess, do you think that pressure system, A, will intensify after the election? That's probably an easy-to-answer question. And B, what kind of an effect has that kind of thing had on past presidents, and what kind of effect can we, if we can predict this at all, will have on an Obama administration?
Well, I think the economic situation will have more effect on what the Obama administration does on a practical basis, just because it's so enormous and we've never really seen anything like that. But it, without that, I think it would have a pretty big effect. And in terms of in the past, I mean, they've done this in the past, and I think it did have an effect. I think, if we go back the last time a Democrat came to town, to Washington, in 92, I think it absolutely did have an effect. Because, within the Beltway, sort of liberal or progressive is very much, sort of a dirty word. I mean, I saw, Charlie Cook and the Cook Report on MSNBC yesterday. It just happened to be flipping by, and he was talking about, how many Democrats were going to win, what the House was going to look like. He says, most of the Democrats who do win, they're not going to be these wacko liberals. He said they're just going to be, sort of regular Democrats.
Charlie Cook is like, I'd like to just dunk his head in the toilet.
And you know what's incredible about that? Because that is one of the memes out there. What's incredible about that is that you look at some of these Southern Democrats, for instance, that are billed as conservative, right? Now, I'll grant you, they can be conservative on some cultural issues like choice, like prayer in school. But you talk to these guys about issues like, corporate power, the bailout, free trade. These guys are way to the left of the center of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think they're very much more in touch with the populist streak that's out there, and obviously you've written about. These Democrats are going to be, the ones that come to town. Don't worry, they're not going to sort of burn the Capitol down. And it's just sort of, if we go, it just last, 10 days ago, Newsweek had a cover story about, the center-right nation. I mean, Media Matters has done extensive research, looking at essentially all the available polling that we have on national topics and issues across the board. It's not even close.
Not even close.
Bigger government, foreign policy, choice, taxes, and it's just on and on and on. You can't even really find sort of definitive conservative issues that have any kind of sort of majority support in this country anymore.
Well,
the country is changing, the demographics are changing, the electoral is changing, and the press very much seems to be okay. Democrats might win today, might be an historic win, but that doesn't really tell us anything about America.
Well, they're always behind the curve, and now they're even worse behind the curve because they can't and don't judge the changing trend. And I maintain that from a broadcasting standpoint in the media, there are going to be a few people who are going to be in trouble because the tone of the country has changed. And what I mean by that is that people this year, I think, have rejected, and this may carry on past the election, have rejected negativity, all the screaming and yelling. They just said no to all of that stuff. And we've got people, and you know who they are, who are on the air yelling and screaming and ranting and raving and doing all of those things on television and both on radio. And it'll be interesting to see if they pay a price for it.
Well, I think it's interesting that, the negative campaigning, again, two things I think sort of change that. Again, the Wall Street meltdown, I think, did away with the... people just didn't really have time to sort of even get caught up in these sort of negative gotcha campaigns because it is so serious. And I also think with the power of the Internet and the power of the blogosphere and the netroots and the way the Obama campaign was so energetic and effective in using online to sort of stamp out smears and misinformation, that those negative attacks, Republicans are never going to stop them, I don't think, but they certainly don't have a shelf life of 5, 7, 10 days the way they did in the past. And so I think that's been an important lesson that we've learned.
No, I think what's going to happen is I think that right now broadcasting, particularly radio, is in denial of the digital age and the Internet in a lot of ways, And they're going to wake up one day and realize that their old school are out of the picture.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the conservative movement still very much relies on talk radio. And if you
right.
if you go online today, you know, conservatives are basically still 2008 going into 2009 trying to even start to build the kind of Netroots movement that progressives built 5 years ago. I mean, it literally doesn't exist on the right. The right blogosphere is very much top-down, sort of pundit. You know, I'll talk to the readers, and the readers will listen. There's no fundraising. There's no candidate recruitment. There's very little policy initiative. They're just sort of another cog in sort of the, you know, the noise machine. And they are so far behind, it's amazing. And they still, I think, rely way too heavily on, you know, talk radio.
Well, there's no everydayism about them. Like, for instance, you got Michelle Malkin.
Right.
Okay, that would be a good example. What she's basically doing is she's basically just running a another outlet for her insane punditry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what she's doing.
She's a columnist and who happens to have a blog, and that's it. There's very little interactivity. There's almost no sort of reader-generated initiatives or anything like that.
All right. Hang on. We're going to come back. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right. Wait around a second, and we got more coming up with Eric Bullard from Media Matters. It's 9:16, 16 minutes after 9. Jay Marvin, David Sirota, the world's smartest man, and John Turk with the world's smartest traffic.
Well, Jay, traffic is looking really good now. All of our problems have been cleared off the highways on southbound 25 anyway at 58th Avenue. So now just seeing a little residual traffic between Interstate 76 and Park Avenue. Speeds are hitting the 30s and 40s there. No problems on any of the surface streets. C-470 looking good. 225 is, as well as I-70. Do have some construction getting set up on the western side of I-70 between 32nd and 44th. Also some construction on Parker Road for you southbounders between Lewiston and Arapahoe Road, and also some construction at Quebec Street near C-470. That's been going on for quite some time, but they plan on wrapping it up for the day around 3:30. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds today. We could get some rain this evening, possible snow overnight into the morning, especially up in the high.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
And for four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel drive, the place to go is Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. Don't forget about Operation Freebird, which is coming up November the 15th. We'll be out there. I'll be out there, and I hope to see you there. And this is Rocky's largest community event in which they give turkeys to people who otherwise would not have a good Thanksgiving, and there's plenty of stuff to do for you and the kids, and it's a really good chance for us to get together and visit. I'll be telling you more about that November the 15th. It's a magnificent thing to witness, and so if you're any kind of caring and compassionate person, you'll definitely want to check this out. And you want to check out the hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find the clean late model cars, trucks, and vans and SUVs. These are all previously owned, and they're sharp, and they're well, they're just great. And you get the most bang for your auto bucket, Rockies, with their matching down incentive. They want to look at your trade, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle you're interested in. Don't forget, they've got great hours Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Rocky's Autos. They are probably one of the most unique and best car stores in North America, and they're located at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Listen to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, online at am760.net. Don't miss a minute of AM 760 from work, courtesy of John Buckley, attorney at law. jbuckleylaw.com. It's AM 760 on am760.net.
Good morning, 9:20, 20 minutes after 9, Election Day. Get out there and vote. Partly sunny, high today, 67. Jay Marvin, David Sorota, the world's smartest man, and Eric Bullard from Media Matters. I want to stray off into some other territory.
Wait, before we do, can I ask one more question?
Well, sure, you don't have to ask for permission. Just go ahead and do it.
Well, you're the master of ceremonies here.
We have no hierarchical control here. This is a run by committee.
It's like a commune.
Right. It's like the thing that drives the right wing the most nuts, direct democracy.
My last question along this topic is, have you seen, Eric, a prevalence, and do you expect we'll see more of it, of the sort of historical revisionism about Bill Clinton's first 2 or 3 years? I've started to see this mentioned a lot, this idea that Bill Clinton came into office and basically tried to govern like a Marxist, and therefore he essentially, politically, the White House collapsed, and that resulted in the 1994 Republican massacre.
Because he veered so far to the left.
Because he veered so far to the left.
That now, Obama and company, if they win, should take note.
That's exactly right. Now, of course, before you answer this question, of course, just for everybody listening, that is like a complete fabrication. Bill Clinton's first legislative initiative was joining with Republicans to pass NAFTA.
Right.
I'm reading out of the Politico today. This is from a Republican lobbyist. It's incredible. This lobbyist recalled that the arrival of President Clinton in 1993, rather than going after business, Clinton presented a moderate image and reached out to the corporate community. Clinton's goal was to, quote, co-opt a portion of the business community through his positions on free trade and other issues, said this lobbyist, and the strategy worked pretty effectively with global corporations. Now, we're being told, I think, in the media, in advance of potentially Obama winning, that Obama has to remember that Bill Clinton, when he came in, made the huge mistake of governing like Karl Marx.
Right.
Are you seeing that, and do you think we're going to hear more and more of that?
I think it's possible. You know, it's interesting. I think, frankly, one of the reasons Hillary Clinton ran into such resistance in the primaries among Democratic activists was not only her vote with the war, but for, you know, lots of, you know, hardcore liberals, the Clintons are still anathema because of how they sort of ran over the unions and the union liberals during the 1990s. I mean, they were, in some quarters, very divisive and, frankly, hated figures because they were not liberal and they sort of walked away from progressives.
Well,
so the whole...
Well, go ahead, Eric.
I was going to say, the whole idea that, you know, the Clintons ran into trouble because they governed from the left is sort of a joke. What happened was, you know, they made missteps, but frankly, the press absolutely declared war on the Clintons and anyone from Arkansas during the first, from transition into the first months of the Clinton presidency. And frankly, I'm much more interested and concerned about that phenomena being repeated with a new Democratic administration coming to town. You know, the press was under fire in 92 for being too liberal, for being in the tank for Bill Clinton. I think one of the ways they proved it to conservatives was I really do think they did declare war on that administration. And you know, here we are now. If Obama wins, the press is under criticism for being too liberal, and I'm wondering if they're going to try to disprove that point by repeating history.
But we can fight them this time
better
than we could before, because we can fight them through the blogs, we can fight them through the Internet, and plus on top of that, and then this is one of the big things I hold against the Clinton administration was the whole Telecom 96 business and the absolute shock I had of Al Gore getting on Countdown with Keith Olbermann and complaining about the media when I wanted to say to him, well, you put us in this position, and the idea that there are people in Congress who know that this is going on and that they want to do something about it, which also may help us out. Now, I want to ask you about a couple of other things before we run out of time here. What about this idea that Joseph Biden is just kind of passed off as being a goof? I don't see much coverage of him as compared to Sarah Palin, who to me is like the real goof.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, basically, if you look at the, you know, these media surveys and studies that have been done, you'll find two things. One is Biden has received almost no coverage, and almost all the coverage he has received is about what a goof and what a buffoon he is. I mean, it really is amazing that the press has shown almost no interest in what Joe Biden is saying to the country about the future of the country or the Democratic agenda or about Barack Obama. But if you look at virtually every press profile in the last 6 weeks, it's about a gaffe-o-meter and what a buffoon and what a joke he is. And the real irony is, I mean, what do campaign journalists complain about all the time? Like, politicians are inauthentic and overly scripted, and they won't reveal their true personality. And here comes Joe Biden, who does reveal his personality, and yes, you know, makes a couple, you know, sort of pointless gaffes. It is authentic, and so what does the press do? They mock him, and they make fun of him, and this is what, you know, all these years they say that this is what they really want in a politician, and one of them comes along and they make fun of him. It really makes no sense.
I found Biden actually incredibly impressive, and I say that as somebody who previously was not a Biden fan.
Well, it was interesting. I mean, this caricature that the press has created. And then you watch his debate, you're like, what is going on here? I mean, I thought he couldn't speak English. I thought he was going to make some wildly, it completely did not match. I mean, he was articulate, he was smart, he won the debate by every instant poll. It bore no relationship to the press portrait that was being presented. And if you look at the polls, obviously, voters couldn't have cared less about these so-called gaffes, but the press is obsessed with sort of trivia and personality, and that's the story they wanted to tell.
Well,
I mean, really, it wasn't the most important press story of the year, his coverage, but if you look at it, I think it was incredibly depressing the way it played out.
Well, if you look at Bob Herbert's column today in the New York Times, he talks about that, about how they cover Paris Hilton and all of these things, and that they don't really, you know, that they don't take... They don't take matters very
seriously.
Very seriously. And then the other thing is about the media and about the press is, you know, they keep getting caught, like MSNBC getting nailed for using 2-week-old poll information.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, you know, radio, talk radio used to be at one time, back in the 90s, used to be about entertainment. Now it's become like this gigantic, like, assault machine. I mean, we have a guy here who does a talk show whose whole show yesterday was Reverend Wright, Reverend Wright, Reverend Wright. You know, it's like they're just struggling and pleading and yelling and screaming and going nuts with this last-minute ditch attempt to stop Obama from carrying Colorado. They never say anything about positive about McCain, but they're just, like, ripping this guy over and over again. And you know what it is? It's enough to make you want to just go join NPR, except I can't talk like this. You know what I mean, how they do on NPR?
Yeah.
This is Corey Flintoff, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation. Let's go to caller Bob in Omaha. Bob, what's your opinion? I mean, I can't do that, but it's like, my God, what is this? You know, and it's like that's part of it too, don't you think?
I think it is. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, talk radio, I think, is confused why, you know, the same tactics they've used for the last 8 years suddenly have become ineffective, and I don't think they really have a plan B. So, you know, they're going to stick to that all the way through tonight. But, again, I think they didn't, you know, they didn't really realize, you know, the shifting landscape, and they have that one playbook, and it has worked reasonably well, you know, for years, and the question is whether they're going to be able to, you know, come up with a new one or not.
Do you think that if Barack Obama wins tonight, do you think that do you think that that's also a referendum or a statement about the right-wing media machine and and its ineffectiveness?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at, for instance, Matt Drudge, which in 2004 was incredibly influential, particularly peddling the Swift boat smears, I mean, he's become completely irrelevant. I mean, you could catalog every sort of, you know, wild smear and you know, gotcha story that he's thrown up there. I mean, he's thrown up, you know, he's quite loyal. He's thrown up everything, you know, the McCain campaign has sent his way. But none of it has stuck. He's become completely irrelevant. I think a lot of it has to do, again, with the economic meltdown, which I think sort of stole a lot of his thunder. He does well in sort of a vacuum when the press is sort of looking for these trivial gotcha stories. So, I mean, the Drudge has become much less influential. Fox News was a bystander during the primaries, had none of the debates. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the right-wing noise machine has, you know, again, we talked about the conservative blogosphere, which is pretty much thrown away its credibility by just chasing nonstop conspiracy theories. It's amazing. I mean, it is. It's not in shambles because I think they're going to be very effective as in their sort of opposition party mode because they're good on the attack. But it is not what it used to be, and that's not by chance. That's through a lot of hard work, you know, from folks on the left.
Last question. What about right-wing talk radio? Is this a referendum on them?
Oh, well, you know, I think...
Ineffectiveness? In other words, Rush Limbaugh, you know, influence of broadcasting and 6,000 million radio stations, and uh-oh, like, it didn't work.
Well, it didn't work in January. Remember, he was on the cover of, what was it, Newsweek? Because he was telling the world that John McCain could not be the Republican nominee. Sean Hannity, all those guys went all in and telling all these Republican voters, you cannot vote for John McCain, and you know, and they basically all just, you know, shrugged their shoulders and handed John McCain a very easy nomination win. So I think, A, the first referendum was during the Republican Party when these talkers all insisted, you know, McCain could not possibly be the nominee. Basically, nobody listened to him. And then during the general election, and I think even fewer people are listening to them now. So, yeah, I mean, it is pretty amazing to watch.
All right, Eric. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time, and look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you. There's Eric Bullard. Go to MediaMatters.org. So could our friends in right-wing talk radio be in trouble? I know one thing's for sure. Barack Obama wins tonight. John, do you think we'll be treated differently tomorrow?
No.
No, man. I think
not.
Obama winning is good for right-wing talk radio.
Yeah.
They need a foil, man. They need
well, they'll always
scapegoat.
Then again, some of Rush's, I mean, some of his most profitable years have been the last 8 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's going to be.
They would invent a foil anyway, but I'm asking John about other conservative people and support people and talk show hosts in the building.
No, I think they'll come with their snide comments, you know, as well. You know?
Oh, you guys were duped.
You know, we were hypnotized into voting for Obama. You know, I think that's what they'll be saying. Oh, the celebrity factor's got us.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I agree. And then when he doesn't deliver, you know, they'll say, or he doesn't deliver fast enough, or he just takes his time building a cabinet. I mean, you know, I would say that, you know, by the moment, 1 minute after the election is called, if it's called for Obama, the conservatives will be saying, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that?
Well, I got a perfect answer to all of that. I can't wait to use it on somebody.
Well, we got another 5 months of Bush.
Well,
or
I got
4 months.
I got a good answer for them. You know what the answer is? How fast do you think you can clean up a field full of cow s with a spoon? Not very fast. All right.
You and your analogies.
Hey, Let's not start the show off in a bad mood, I tell you.
Exactly.
9:34, 34 minutes after the hour, John with traffic.
Jay, nothing really to complain about right now, just some residual traffic on southbound 25 from 76 down to Park Avenue. Had a late crash there around 58th Avenue, still hanging folks up just a little bit. A couple of side street crashes out there right now, one at 10th and Knox, another one at Mississippi and Uvalde and Aurora. That's just west of 225. Also seen the daily construction get set up, but that's not really affecting traffic. You will see it, though, on both sides of I-70 between Youngfield and Ward Road. Your forecast, mostly cloudy with a mixture of rain and our first snow possible developing late this evening and continuing into tomorrow. That is going to happen in the high country. Expect about 4 inches above 8,000 feet. Your high today around town, 65 degrees. Right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Colorado State Bank and Trust. Proud to be celebrating 100 years of banking in Denver and surrounding communities.
Life's special moments are magnified when you celebrate at Disney Parks. That's why Orbitz is giving you a chance to win a celebration vacation for four to Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort. Experiences like spending a night in the Cinderella Castle Suite or the Disneyland Dream Suite could be yours. Tell us what you'll celebrate at Orbitz.com/Disney. And if you win, hey, maybe even take the kids along.
Visit Orbitz.com/Disney for details. Official rules, residency, eligibility restrictions. No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Has 11-23-08. Must be 18 or older.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry. How stressed out you are. How inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
At intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
The off-the-air debate continues. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour, AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, David Sirota.
So I'm going to preview my column on Friday.
Okay, before you do that,
okay,
Mr. Turk, would you please produce the poll areas that we're going to go to? Do you have that list in
front of you? All right, cool.
This is where we're going. So you can see the three of us.
Yeah, I do. I'll go through these quick. First, we start off in Castle Rock at the Castle Pines North Community Center. We head from there to the Thunder Ridge High School. And let me tell you, we start this at around 1 o'clock or 12:30 there at Castle Pines North Community Center. We'll be there around 12:30, sticking there till 1. Head out to Thunder Ridge High School and then to Eagle Academy in Littleton and then also the World of Life Christian Center in Littleton. And then we head off to Denver. First, we're going to stop off at the Temple Sinai. And then at Tamarack Square, and then we go to the DPS Administration Building, and then we end up at Brooks Tower. And if you have any questions or if you want to stop by me, just call us at the 713-7600, and I'll let you know where we're going to be and when. And it's a tight schedule, so we'll try to make it all work.
Yeah, and then we'll be starting election coverage at Mario started at 5, and then I'll join him at 6, and whatever time David falls into the place, which could be anything. Which could be any time at all. All right. Now, wait a minute.
So let me preview what I'm going to be writing about. My column on Friday.
Quickly, because we've got to talk to Bill Menezes.
Assuming.
Menezes. I can never get his name right. But Bill,
assuming Obama wins, the question will be, what's the first big thing? And I'm just going to throw this out there for everyone to consider, that I think it has to be health care, because health care is so difficult to pass. You're going to need all of the political capital, all of that momentum out of an election to pass it. And you can't really pass it, as Bill Clinton, this is one thing he did prove, you cannot pass it near an election, because the health insurance industry will go to the wall for it to try to stop it, and will scare enough legislators up for re-election. So I think right out of the gate, the first thing he's got to do is say, we are going to finally deal with this healthcare system. We're going to do universal healthcare. It's because if he waits 6 months, 8 months, a year, he's not going to have the political capital to do it. You need as much momentum and political capital as possible.
Got to straighten the economy out too.
But that's
part of it. And we also got to get out of Iraq, so we have some operating capital here.
That's a lot of. I agree. There's so many different moving parts, but I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Out of all the financial pressures on people,
all right,
he's got to take one off.
All right, we're going to go to callers here. First of all, my wife Mary is on the line. Mary, where are you?
Hi, I just finished another run. I'm on my way back to the Obama office. It's been incredible out here this morning, Jay.
Has it? What have you seen?
Oh, I've seen people of all colors out with signs on corners, but I have to tell you, one of the cutest things I saw was about 7:30 this morning. I saw this woman that had to be in her mid-70s out holding her Obama sign, and I stopped and I said, are you okay? Do you need water or coffee? And she said, I'd love some water, so I gave her a bottle of water. And she said, when my arms get tired, I just turn around. And she had on a black jacket with this large Obama Biden sign taped to it.
That's great.
And she said she'd actually had people pull over and say they hadn't voted yet, but if she could do that at her age, they were going to vote.
That's great.
And it's amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're really, you know, you're touched by all of this because as we talked about on the air before, and you know, as a child and as a teenager, I mean, you saw all of this terrible division,
terrible racism.
Racism go down in Mississippi, and now look where we're standing today.
Yeah, it's so inspiring. It's just, I drive around sometimes with tears in my eyes at all these people. And they're black, they're white, they're Hispanic. It's just amazing. And they're just standing on corners with signs, and people are honking when they go by. A lot of them are dressed in red, white, and blue, and they're holding signs that say hope. And then there's the holding Obama signs.
That's
They've
had
great. A couple of problems this morning, but I think they've gotten them worked out at the different polling places I've been to.
All right. Well, I will see you whenever I see you, I guess, at the end of the day.
Okay. Hi, David.
Hi there. How you doing?
Great.
You guys
are going to have a lot of fun going to the polling place.
We are.
We're great.
My wife is out working with Colorado Progressive Coalition against Amendment 46. Vote no on 46. Vote no on 46. I promise her I'd say it a couple times.
Good for you and good for her.
Yeah, it's been tough work, but she said that the amount of people out there is incredible.
It's phenomenal, and they're still making calls, and they're still canvassing, and some people at the Obama office didn't even, they've been working all night.
All right, we got to go because we got to get Billy M on, but Mayor, I love you, and I'll see you at home for a brief period of time.
Okay, great.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
All right, this guy's been hanging on forever. Bill, are you there?
I am here. Enjoy listening to the banter and, of course, to David Sirota, world's smartest man.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you heard my wife there out there in the field operating for Obama.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Mary is one of the world's two smartest women.
Oh, there you go.
Mary's one and my wife's the other.
Emily's the other. Yeah, Mary's out there acting as a runner for Obama with water and if people need help at the polling places and stuff like that. All right, it's 9:44, 44 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly a sunny high today, 67. It's Election Day. Get out there and vote. All right. Now, Bill, we always come to you from Colorado Media Matters. What about the media and the election campaign this year, and what have you observed?
Well, there's been a lot of, unfortunately, pretty weak coverage on a number of accounts, not even including the bizarre stuff that comes out of talk radio, which you already know about. But just the ongoing day-to-day coverage of the ballot issues, of things that have come up regarding what an actual ballot issue does, especially with regard to things like Amendment 47 and Amendment 49. The media have not really done a lot of critical questioning for the most part about what these are and given readers, you know, an adequate palette of information to go on when they head into the voting booth.
Yeah. And also there has been statements by candidates and spokespeople for candidates, and no opposition statements have been provided.
Well, what's really crazy is the amount of stuff that, you know, or the amount of times that these guys, to use Senator Obama's words, are out there making stuff up, and the media will just report it. We saw that in the Pueblo Chieftain yesterday, a piece they did where they uncritically just reported something Bob Schaefer said about how he was not worried about his standing in the polls because at this point in both of his races, Governor Owens was behind too. And that's just factually not true.
No, you're right. That isn't true. He was Governor Owens was well ahead of Gail Shetler the first time.
No question about it. And unfortunately, the Pueblo Chieftain, being the newspaper that it is, clearly there was no fact-checking, but given the pattern we've seen there of this type of misinformation, there probably was no interest in fact-checking things that the Republican candidate said because they want to air his point of view, and that's that. You saw the same thing as well in an interview that Mr. Kaufman, Secretary of State, did Sunday on KNUS, station, you know, centered south of town in the, you know, very far-right reaches of the metro area, where he literally, referring to a Denver Post story about this dispute on whether or not purged voters could be reinstated, made up what the local director of Common Cause had told the Denver Post. They were reading from a Denver Post story, and he made up what she said. And that type of stuff is just frightening. The fact that this goes on and that there are not a lot of checks and balances to deal with it. You know, all we can do is point it out and try and get listeners and our readers to exert some pressure to say, hey, that's fine if you want to have Mike Kaufman on, but don't let him lie.
Yeah. You know, I think that's really a good point. But haven't journalists, for the most part, in this day and age, haven't they either become entertainers or just stenographers?
Well, we've seen way too much stenography in the mainstream media, specifically in the main newspapers, the big dailies in Denver. Why that is anybody's guess, but I think there's enough evidence to pinpoint a couple of causes, one being a lack of editorial discipline. We did an item the other day where John Caldara claimed that Amendment 49, which he authored and is promoting through the Independence Institute, is not anti-union. The Rocky Mountain News just reported him saying that and provided absolutely no perspective on whether or not that statement was true. It's absolutely false, as Caldara himself has said on the air and in print a number of times. The target of that proposal is unions, and they let him say it's not without any type of balancing information.
Well, Mr. Caldara has yet to produce Rosie the laundress, you know, in that ad.
He's really a sickening human being, and I have to say that profile they did about him.
Oh, that was another Rocky, that was a piece of fluff, John.
It was like nauseating. I mean, it was really nauseating.
I don't think fluff is the word. There's another term which usually is associated with the type of activity one might find on East Colfax. But
yeah, I agree.
The problem is not so much Caldara, who does what he does because he can get away with it. The problem are the news media, who let him get away with it when they use him as a source of purportedly factual information. He, you know, he's like a kid in a candy store. They let him say whatever he wants, and they don't fact check him. And that's really the problem. And, you know, people who are listening right now really may want to pay attention to CBS4's election night coverage tonight, because he's going to be part of their live election commentary panel, along with you know, Eric Sonderman, Penfield Tate, you know, people who have credibility. And the question is, when Caldara says something, you know, he can spin as much as he wants, but if he says something that is factually inaccurate, is anybody going to call him out on it?
Yeah, John Caldera's analization. We just can't wait for that.
Yeah, yeah. It could be interesting. We could have a lot to work with tonight.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to be busy tonight then.
A little bit. I actually am going to be doing a live webcast on CBS4's website for an hour, and we'll be watching that. There's some other live broadcasting that's going to be simulcast on C-SPAN from one of your colleagues, Dan Kaplis, that we will be watching very closely. And there should be plenty to do. Oddly enough, though, I think the less time they have to think about what they say, the less trouble they seem to get into. And the 2006 election, those types of voices were relatively well behaved on the airwaves during election night. But this year it could be different.
Is Kaplis on C-SPAN solo?
I believe it's probably both of them. But I think they're just simulcasting his show and putting a camera in there, so you get to see both of them sitting in a studio.
Is C-SPAN doing any liberal shows?
I don't know.
You know, that's a good question.
Taxpayer dollar?
Didn't Media Matters do a report on C-SPAN?
I think Media Matters for America did some time ago.
Yeah, about how it's not, I mean.
They're not as bad as the network, certainly.
Right.
But they're headed in that direction.
Well, everybody is if they don't watch what they're doing and if they don't step back every once in a while and do an internal assessment and say, okay, who have we had on? And, you know, balance is fine, but are we really providing balance? Are we really providing balance if we have a hardline right-wing voice and a moderate right-wing voice? And unfortunately, unless listeners and readers exert pressure to force that kind of assessment, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, those things where C-SPAN goes in and broadcasts talk shows, like on talk radio. I had them do it to me once when I was at WFLA in Tampa. But you know something? I had a program director that insisted that it be well balanced and that I couldn't get away with any shenanigans, which was a shame because I really wanted to pull my cork on national TV, but couldn't do it.
Bill, wouldn't that be the normal impulse for somebody like Kaplis too? I think it could be interesting.
We'll see where Senator Pius the First goes with all this. All right, Bill, thank you, man. I appreciate it, and have a good day, and stay busy.
You too. We'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
There's Billy M. from Colorado Media Matters, 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk will give us the final look at traffic, not on the station, just on this show. John, what's up?
Well, Jay, nothing really to slow you down except for some banners hanging on the railings of some bridges downtown along I-25. You'll see it in the bridges areas, and then again, once you get closer to Elitch's, Six Flags Elitch's. But really, the morning drive was a quick one. We recovered quite earlier. Now the highways are looking really good, especially 70, C-470, the Turnpike, and 225 in Aurora. Got a couple side street crashes, one in Aurora, Mississippi, and Uvalde. That's a couple blocks west of 225. Also got one at 10th. And Knox. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds today with rain, possible snow overnight. That will continue into Wednesday. High should be in the mid-60s today. Current temperature downtown, 51 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When you start early, you save early. At Kohl's Holiday Sale, you'll find savings on everything holiday you'll need for yourself, your family.
Learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during Dr. Christian Northrup's Secret Pleasures of Menopause Fall Tour. Leading women's health expert Dr. Northrup invites you to experience ultimate pleasure. Let your past go and reawaken your passions just for the health of it. See Dr. Northrup live in Denver on November 11th and get ready to restart your engine. Reserve your seats now at www.drnorthrup.com.
We're going to change this country and we're going to change the world.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That's what I'm talking about.
And AM760.net.
If quality, value, and satisfaction are important to you, then we want to earn your business. I'm Keith Larson. My wife Marion and I are the owners of the Broadway Full Service Car Wash in Englewood. For the last 11 years, 95% of our business has come from repeat customers. Our high customer loyalty has a lot to do with the way we do business. Your satisfaction is our only goal. We're a block and a half north of Bellevue on the west side of Broadway. Stop in. Let us make your car look great, inside and out. You can also avail yourself of our express detail services. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
Three cheers to the folks at Food from the Hood who are celebrating 15 years of business. Food from the Hood? Yes, Food from the Hood. It's a company entirely run by students. We handle the business aspect while producing our salad dressings straight from the garden. After L.A. felt the chaos from the riots back in 1994, students from the community decided they wanted to make a difference. They launched a company called Food from the Hood, which helps students afford to go to college. How? By producing and selling all-natural salad dressings. Our products sit on the shelves of many major retail stores across the nation and online at Amazon.com. Each flavor, whether honey mustard or creamy Italian, are low in fat and all natural, so you have nothing to lose. Loyal customers have been buying our dressing and sending us to college for 15 years. So happy anniversary to Food from the Hood. Pick up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer and help us celebrate. Want more information? Visit us online at foodfromthehood.com. That's foodfromthehood.com. Or call our office at 323-759-7000.
Fifty-six minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, the world's smartest man, David Sirota. Okay, man, today's the day. We urge people to get out and vote. If you haven't done it already, do it. Stay in line. Bring the water, a chair. Look for us at some polling places.
Vote no on Amendment 46.
Exactly. And
yes on 50.
Yes on 50.
Which one's 50?
51, right?
50's the gambling one, and 51.
51.
You're for the gambling one?
Yeah, we both
yes.
are.
Yes.
We both are.
I voted
You're not?
No, I think
Out.
I think I voted for it.
Out
this is the one
to
let the towns make their own decision.
Yeah, we want to go up to Central City and Blackhawk and play craps and roulette, John and I. Right, John?
All right, let's
That's 100% correct.
Let's do predictions. Want me to go first?
Yeah, you first because we got about a minute.
All right, here's my prediction top line, I think, well... I think Udall wins. I think Democrats keep control of Congress. I think Obama wins, and I'm going to go conservative by saying he wins all the Gore states, Virginia, Colorado, Nevada, and that's how he wins. I don't know how many electoral votes that is, but that's less than 300. But that Gore plus Virginia, Nevada, and Colorado.
Okay, I think that it'll be tight here in Colorado, but Udall will win, and Obama will carry the state, and I predict that everyone will be shocked, and this will be the shot heard around the world. Obama will squeak it out in Indiana.
I think that's possible. Emily's family from Indiana, they say it's crazy there. They say he's got a real shot.
I think he's going to squeak it out in Indiana.
Well, if he does that, he's going to win big.
All right, election coverage tonight, starting at 6. And it'll be Mario, myself, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, and everybody else who shows up. Get out and vote, and maybe we'll run into you at the polling place. All right. Get out there and do it. Yes, we can, and yes, we will, with your help.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com. That's studentmovers.com. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
respect you, ask more questions. Consider what you've heard. Discuss it with your family and friends. Then make a decision that's best for you. The key, do your homework so you can make an informed decision. If you don't get answers, vote with your feet and find someone who will get you answers. We're Ralph Champonda. We want your business. We're Colorado's number one Honda.